The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
All right, today is Wednesday, March 25th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, more people are now eligible to be tested for coronavirus in Montgomery County. County officials have relaxed the restrictions determining who is eligible for testing. Health workers have been conducting tests on Temple University's Ambler campus. Previously, that testing was restricted to only people with severe symptoms, including fevers of 100.4 degrees or higher, and respiratory symptoms such as coughing or shortness of breath. People who had temperature of 99.6 degrees and were above 65 or were 65 or over, and first responders who were concerned that they had been exposed to the coronavirus. But now people of all ages can be tested as long as they have symptoms of sudden illness, including fever, cough, shortness of breath, loss of smell or taste. There's those symptoms thrown in there now, nausea and or vomiting, which we haven't really heard too much of that as part of coronavirus. But if there's some sort of sudden illness, you can be tested. Those wishing to be tested do not have to have a fever.
Yeah, Kathy, that's good news because obviously it means more tests are becoming available. And also, as you start getting more tests conducted, you can get a national database of exactly the people that it's hitting the most and where the concentrations are and all of that stuff. So it all goes to a good collection of data.
The eased restrictions went into effect at 1 p.m. yesterday. If you do not meet the criteria upon arrival, though, on site, you will be disqualified for the testing. So you do have to have some symptoms. You can't just show up perfectly healthy and have a test done unless you are a healthcare worker. The testing center is still welcoming first responders and anyone who thinks that they've been exposed to COVID-19. However, anyone wishing to be tested must make an appointment. You can go online to moncopa.org/COVID-19 or you can call 610-631-3000 between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. to make your appointment. The actual testing site is open daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and the testing site is not limited to Montgomery County residents. Everyone leaving New York metro area should self-quarantine for 14 days, Dr. Deborah Birx said, who is in charge of the U.S. response to coronavirus. Birx said at a White House briefing that people leaving the hardest-hit area of the United States might not be sick, but could still have been exposed to the virus. About 56% of the cases in the United States are coming out of the New York metro area.
Wow.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is advising President Donald Trump on the pandemic, said about 1 per 1,000 people leaving New York are infected. He says that's 8 to 10 times more than any other area. Vice President Mike Pence repeated Brick's advice and also encouraged those who leave the New York City metro area, which is categorized as high risk, to monitor their temperatures and be sensitive to symptoms of the virus. Basically, they were saying if you're leaving New York or you've been in the New York area, just assume that you have it.
Yeah, Kathy, they're saying that also, like, a lot of people are heading towards homes or doing what they normally do, heading down to Florida. So the governor's put massive restrictions on people specifically from New York heading down to Florida.
Yeah, so they're saying if you're going to Florida, if you're going like out on Long Island, if you're going into the Hamptons, Montauk, places like that, they actually want you to go into quarantine for 14 days if you've left the city.
That's a smart move.
And then, like you mentioned, Steve, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued an executive order Monday requiring anyone arriving on a flight from hard-hit areas like New York City, Connecticut, and New Jersey to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. It's the toughest restriction that any one state has imposed on others during this crisis.
It'll also dissuade people from leaving, you know, and just following what they need to follow. I understand the need to get out of Dodge, as they say, but, you know, it runs counterintuitive to stopping the spread of the disease.
Law enforcement is urging Americans to be aware of a surge in scams related to the coronavirus because, you know, you need that on top of everything.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI and local cybersecurity experts are issuing an urgent alert, especially as more and more people are on their computers at home for work and school. Criminals are hitting email inboxes, the internet, and your phone. The Federal Communication Commission released examples of spam calls consumers are getting across the country, including a call about testing kits. One scam involves a bogus coronavirus vaccine. Another to watch out for is bogus charities and fundraisers related to COVID-19.
Actually, Kathy, and I made the move a couple of years ago. I'm thrilled I did it to protect myself from this. I put all my money overseas with this Nigerian prince.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
so
I'm
going to
get a huge return, apparently.
Yeah,
so.
You got a payday coming.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yep.
Every time I get one of them, I turn to Nick and I'm like, oh, my God, I have an uncle in Nigeria, apparently.
My God.
And he has so much money.
Just to know you're going to come out of the other side of this with those. fat checks from Nigeria.
Yeah.
So to report suspicious schemes related to COVID-19, you can call the National Center for Disaster Fraud Hotline. And that number is 1-866-720-5721. In sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
Joel Embiid has pledged to donate $500,000 to COVID-19 medical relief efforts.
Wow.
The All-Star
nice.
Center will also help Sixers employees who will be suffering financially because of the salary reductions while the NBA season is suspended because of the coronavirus outbreak. After initially planning to institute salary reductions of up to 20% for full-time salaried employees making at least $50,000, Sixers ownership decided to pay all employees their full salary while the NBA season is suspended because of the coronavirus outbreak.
That's good.
Yeah, Josh Harris, the Sixers managing partner, released the following statement saying, "Our commitment has been to do our best to keep all of our employees working through this very difficult situation."
It's surprising in lieu of all the super positive PR they got the first time.
Yeah, right? Seriously. Quick change there.
Yeah.
In NFL news, the Carolina Panthers have released quarterback Cam Newton, the team's number one overall selection in the 2011 draft. Newton, who continues to rehab from foot surgery, had a physical in Atlanta that was coordinated by the Panthers and his agency. Newton passed the physical and is healthy, with both his shoulder and foot checking out well. His release ends the team's nine-year relationship with the 2015 NFL MVP. And Major League Baseball is working on a plan that might allow the season to start at some point in June, but there are a lot of obstacles and negotiations that still need to take place. A deal with the MLB Players Association would include assurances from teams that non-player employees will receive paychecks through at least April, with cost-cutting measures a possibility in May. The league would also need to figure out how to pay minor league players, most of whom have not received a paycheck since early September. Multiple players have said that they are willing to play a significant number of doubleheaders, as many as two a week, to make up for lost games and try to get as close to a full 162-game schedule as possible. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. A few things trying to take place right now. Casey, this entire news report has been trying to put our secret text word up and running because we do that on Wednesday, so he is in the midst of that. That's normally something that Marissa does from here. So he's,
Marissa's giving thumbs up, present on FaceTime. Does that mean it's up and running?
No, because I just texted the word secret right now as we speak, and I did not get the text word that Casey was trying to get.
She just got a shocked look on her face when you said that, Marissa.
Yep, and I would
and now
go,
she's shrugging her shoulders.
Well, let me go to the audio on Marissa. Let's see how this sounds. Marissa, can you speak up, please?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Kinda, sorta, yeah. So, yeah, Casey's trying to get it, and I know the word he's putting in, but it's not what I'm getting bounced back to me, so.
Okay. I had texted with Casey a little while ago, and I asked him if he needed me to do it. I put it up. So, Casey, don't you worry about it.
You did put it up? Oh.
Put it up.
Oh, she already put a word up, Casey. She said she's apparently got back to you and said don't worry about it. Casey doesn't have his headphones on right now.
No, I don't, because I can't do my text messages because, it's on FaceTime.
Wait, I need to turn the microphone on over there. Go ahead.
My phone's on FaceTime right now, so I can't text message people.
Sure you can. I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you just minimize the window and you pull up your text messages. All right, anyhow.
We're learning about this.
Anyhow, we'll talk about this off air. So, Marissa, it's ready to go, apparently. Yay!
Yay!
All right.
Take that, pandemic.
One in the positive column. Now, the only thing is I don't know what our prize is today. Oh, here it is. Secret text word. It is a chance for you to win a case of Sly Fox Pikeland pills. All right. So
pills?
It's a case of beer. That's what it's called. Pills.
I like that.
Short for pills.
Pilsner, yeah.
All right. So we will give away a case of that. You text word secret 39333. We'll bounce a word back to you later on. We'll ask you to call in with that word. Designated caller wins, and we'll grab a random texter as well. Now, we have other things taking place. We are going to go live on Fox Good Day. We'll see how that goes. And because we have some, we're shorthanded and the technical issues, but I think it's going to work out all right. We have been having a hard time with connections this morning. Nick, by the way, can we hear if your audio is working? Because we know Kathy's works. We know Marissa's kind of works. How about you?
I think I'm good to go.
Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, all right. As you said, observed President, a tweak better than yesterday.
Yeah, nice. I think yeah. So. So Adam Ferrara is going to be on the program
yeah.
today. We'll talk to him a little bit later on this morning. He's going to be doing a live Q&A tonight via a Zoom webinar. So We'll see how Adam is holding up in these times. He's always a good friend and great to talk to. And we will go through day four of the Daily Rush Madness matchups. I'll give you the winners from yesterday. Thank you so much for your votes overnight. And we'll roll out the new matchups, and then we'll put you to work. We'll get you in there, make those votes, and we'll find out who is going to narrow all the way down to the champion this year for 2020 and Daily Rush Madness. So these things and more will be taking place. We'll give you some gifts and stuff away. In fact, we'll break, come back to a stupid question. I got a whole bunch of entertainment stories to report upon. So stay with us as we hang on this Wednesday morning once again with the President Steve Radio Program.
Like what you hear? You can see it, too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush at PrestonandSteve.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Kath and Nick and Marissa at home, everybody brush your teeth this morning?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
I sure did.
Okay, just checking.
Nick was brushing his teeth right on the cam here. It was awesome.
I missed that. Yeah. Oh, man.
That is the very first thing I do. I wake up and before I even go to the bathroom, I brush my teeth.
Yeah, that's pretty. Really? You know what? Yeah, that's pretty much the first. I turn the shower on and then I start brushing my teeth.
So I sit down on the toilet.
You sit on the that's the first thing you do?
Yeah, that's how I sort of start to wake up. And then and then when I flush, then I brush. And then I splash some water in my face. But
flush, brush,
that's
splash.
Just me.
Yeah. I like that. Flush, brush, splash.
You should put that on a shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flush, brush, splash.
When I get up, I go, first thing I do, if I have to shave, I shave first, and then I go to the bathroom. If I don't have to shave, then I do the bathroom, then the toothbrushing, and then the shower.
Okay. Yeah. Marissa, how about you? Your routine. And did you follow that routine this morning?
Never thought I would share this. Probably pee first and then brush my teeth.
Okay. Yeah. Probably.
Never poopies?
Probably.
I never dump
first
thing.
I don't think I've ever thought about
ever.
It. I like to switch up my routine every day.
Oh,
I like to make things a little different to switch it up.
Okay. I can do sad first thing.
No kid.
See, my Monday through Friday ritual is different than Saturday, Sunday. Monday through Friday, it's pee, then brush my teeth. And as I'm brushing my teeth, I weigh myself. On Saturday and Sunday, I don't brush my...
You spit the toothpaste out or you count for that extra weight?
Yeah, right? Every bit of it. Get rid of it. And he's holding the toothbrush.
How much is that weight? He's throwing everything completely off.
It's been a lie this whole time.
Yeah. What has?
You've been holding the toothbrush and the toothpaste. You know how much heavier that's making?
No, you have no idea. I mean, I make sure I'm naked. And when I do too. Yeah, when I go into Dr. Mike's office, I go, this doesn't count. I'm wearing shoes and pants and everything.
Same way. Give me a toothbrush.
Give me a toothbrush. Before I will weigh myself, I will absolutely go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I know it's next to nothing, that the scale won't even pick it up.
But you know, there are, not to get graphic here, but there are some dumps you finish up where you go, I'm going to weigh myself.
You're right.
Yeah. Because I know.
That was a keeper.
The warehouse has been emptied.
But Saturday mount that thing. And Sunday, I don't brush my teeth until I'm done drinking coffee.
Well, Sunday's your fun day.
All right, I gotcha.
Yeah, because... What's the point?
Yeah, those fresh, clean teeth, and you just destroy them with coffee. I gotcha. All right, well, anyhow, we're just a peek into our lives as we are going into the homes of cast members of the Preston and Steve Show.
I'm the rich and famous.
That is correct. Well, yeah, that's a bit of a stretch, but business as usual. Let's move along. Let's do some giveaways. We have a stupid question. We're going to give away a $60 Metro Diner gift card. The question that I have for you this morning has to do with the Roman Colosseum. On one Catholic holy day, it is traditional for the Pope to lead a procession of people into the Colosseum.
Ah.
Name that holy day, 215-263-WMMR. I was not aware of this, but the Pope leads a procession of people into the Colosseum on what holy day? 215-263-WMMR. Call right now. I'll go through some birthdays. Today is Wednesday, March 25th. Sarah Jessica Parker. Celebrates her birthday today.
The Sarah is on the track.
There is a horrible, perhaps one of the worst movies I've ever seen is on cable again, called Disaster Movie. And it's one of those compendiums of all sorts of, you know, it's like that movie that was the parody of 300 and where they just, there was, they were very popular for a while and it's terrible. However, there's one scene where they do Sex in the City and for some reason all the women of Sex in the City come walking on, you know, they're actresses playing it, but Sarah Jessica Parker turns around and it's a guy who looks like her with the long nose. I'm like, okay, this is worth watching this piece of crap. Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker is 55 years old today. Danica Patrick, the race car driver, 38 years old.
Is she still with the QB?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard otherwise.
All right. You loved her, right, Preston?
I had a thing for her for a while.
Did you see her at the golf tournaments?
I saw her walk by with people surrounding her as you know, like handlers that were like, you couldn't get near her. Because she in the sport, you know, she's number one. She's one of the few females. Number two, she's incredibly attractive.
Right.
Number three, she's a good driver.
Yeah.
So you couldn't really get around her.
Do you think if you'd attempted to force your way through saying I love her, that they would
maybe they would understand?
Yeah. Let me tell her.
We did hang out with Jeff Gordon, though. He was pretty lit.
He was. And he was a nice guy too.
He was super nice guy. He was just talking. You know,
that's cool.
He just came up and we were like, oh my gosh, Jeff Gordon, how you doing?
But we got a picture with her on the golf course because I believe our tee box was next to her tee box and one of the guys in my foursome was like, hey, can we get a picture? So I have a picture with Danica. I almost said Mikel or Patrick. And my boobs
you got an extra
huge.
Your boobs look huge?
I hate it. Oh my God. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, she's not really busty, so yeah, you know, so I can see you standing out.
Oh my God, your breasts are beautiful, sir.
It was kind of like that picture of Kathy and Marissa on the beach.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we mention that?
Yeah, I just did.
Kath.
Listen.
You looked. You're...
It's not look. That's what they are.
I know. But sometimes you just don't realize it. And every now and then you wear an outfit that you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's got gigantic knockers.
Yeah, what pic is this?
There's a picture. Asked me, she's like, is it okay if I post this? And I was like, yeah, it's all right.
Kath.
Oh, dear God.
Who's Instagram? Is it Marissa's Instagram?
It's Marissa's, yes. It's when they were in Florida, when they were in just recently. And Marissa posted it. They're on the beach. I saw the picture. I'm like, wow. I'm like, let's see what the comments are.
Kathy, Preston.
And just immediately, they just dive on it.
Preston says, he goes, dude, Kathy's boobs look huge. And I go, Preston, that's because Kathy's boobs are huge.
Well, and you know what, too? It's whenever I wear that type of outfit, like a high-waisted. So I had like this high-waisted skirt on and like a fitted shirt, you know, tucked into it. And so it's just whenever I wear something like that, it really just shows them off.
You cannot like the comments on anything. Anybody on Instagram, the second there's anything remotely like that.
Steve, I got pulled it up on my laptop. I'm gonna hand it because I'm using my phone right now. But that's the...
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's hilarious.
So, Kathy, you're saying I should stay away from high-waisted skirts and, and fitted tops?
And fitted tops.
Okay.
Yeah, when Danica Patrick's
and
around.
Then you'll be fine. Yes.
So everyone is flocking to Marissa's Instagram page right now. Take a look when you get it.
Between that and my pantsless yoga, I can't get a break.
Well, that looks like a classic, like, 50s Preston, you know, like Jane Mansfield sort of look, you know?
Yeah, she's not wearing anything low-cut or anything along those lines. But they're quite form-fitting.
The missiles are ready for launch.
Yeah. All right. So, anyhow.
We're still on birthdays.
We're still on birthdays. Yeah. Kathy's got gigantic boobs.
Yeah, okay.
Danica Patrick, happy birthday. Bonnie Bedelia, the actress. She is the wife in the Die Hard movie.
Yeah. She was the first time I saw her. She was like a staple on television in the 60s and 70s. And... she's in a movie that's really great called They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Did you ever see that?
I know the title. I don't think I ever saw the movie.
Yeah. It's about the dance marathon craze of the
20s. Oh, yeah.
And this brutal, you know, sort of thing that everyone found fascination with.
Yeah.
But she's a really good actress.
Is she presumed innocent with Harrison Ford?
I think she might be presumed
guilty?
I don't know.
I always get the title of that one wrong. But she is because she's... Well, spoiler alert, she's the one that does the murdering.
Oh, man.
She's 72 today, Casey.
And so we were talking in my house the other day about the name Bonnie, if that was short for anything, because the name Connie is short for Constance. We don't think her name is Bonstance, but...
I don't really know. Let's move on to the next person's
birthday.
I wonder
what she does first. Does she take a dump or brush her teeth?
That's a good question. Paul Michael Glazer.
Oh, my God!
Starsky of Starsky and Hutch. is 77 years old today.
I was thinking of Airwolf. Who's that guy?
That was Jan Michael Vincent.
Okay. No, this is...
same guy.
Same dude. He's dead, but Paul Michael Glaser is alive.
Lives on. In fact, he killed Jan Michael Vincent.
And he's 77 today. You know where he has a small role in is... what is the movie with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton and Keanu Reeves? You know the movie, right?
Yeah, Totally Wet.
Not Totally Wet.
Oh, wait. Say the names again.
Jack Nicholson, Diane Keaton, Keanu Reeves.
No, it's We Wet.
We Wet.
What is the name of that? I know exactly
it's a great
what you're talking
about. Something. All in the Family.
Not
something's got to give.
Something's got to give.
All something's got to give.
He plays Diane Keaton's ex-husband in that, and I didn't realize that until I'm like, wait a minute, that's Starsky. So he's still and he's been behind the scenes. He's like directing.
He
and
is
producing
a big time director. His wife was a she was one of those cases where I think it was through transfused blood that she got AIDS.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. He's 77 today, and there's the Starsky.
Took me a little while.
This is the theme to AIDS.
All right, Richard O'Brien, actor, writer. He wrote the stage and movie versions of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And he played Riff Raff, which ended up being one of the main character of the movie outside of Dr. Frankenfurter. But anyhow.
Did you watch the TV live telecast of Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No, I didn't.
I think it stunk.
Did it?
It was not good. Yeah. And I was hoping the best for that. I do enjoy the movie.
I went to a couple of midnight showings of it.
Yeah.
And it was fun. But yeah, he was the mastermind behind that whole thing. And it was a sensation, big time. So Richard O'Brien is 78 today. The great Sir Elton John celebrates a birthday today. Elton.
Just responded to Kevin Bacon last week, or was it this week?
You are correct. Yeah, about that 6 Degrees campaign that he started. He is 73 today. Did you see
Rocketman? I did, and I really liked it. You know, the natural thing is to compare it to Bohemian Rhapsody, and Bohemian Rhapsody is sort of a different sort of approach. Rocketman is done more like a fanciful take on his career with full production numbers, and I enjoyed it.
It was a fun approach, and it is. It makes sense for Elton for the
to
type
be that
of life
way.
He's
yes,
lived. Yeah, exactly.
I felt bad for him though.
For the part times in his life,
you never know
the parents and all
his
that.
His mom and I felt bad for him.
His
mom
was Jan Michael Vincent.
Wow, that must have been confusing. Elton is 73 today.
My mom was an airwolf.
Marcia Cross, the actress, beautiful redheaded actress, Desperate Housewives, Melrose Place.
Oh, Kathy, Place. Know we talk about this every time her birthday rolls around. One of the greatest freaking moments on television was when she pulls back her wig and she's got that huge scar on her head. You could almost hear the gasps around the neighborhood.
From your house and mine.
Yeah, Jesus. That was great.
Marcia is 58 today. Gloria Steinem, the founder of Ms. Magazine, feminist activist, is 86. Actor Lee Pace.
Yeah.
Who played Ronan in the Guardians of the Galaxy, in Guardians of the Galaxy and also in Captain Marvel.
He was also on a short-lived Pushing Up Daisies, I think it was.
Pushing Daisies.
Pushing Daisies. Really talented guy.
He's in Lincoln, the Hobbit films. He's in a bunch of stuff. He's 41 today.
He plays Lincoln in the Hobbit films.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The guy was huge compared to those. That crew. I don't know how he fit in those little holes.
Gandalf and Lincoln in a cart together.
Actress and comedian Jenny Slate.
Yeah.
I like her.
She dropped a massive F-bomb on SNL.
Yep.
And then she went on to do some independent films and has a degree of success. And she was dating Chris Evans for a while.
She was. In fact, they were in the movie, a movie I really enjoy called Gifted together. And she was, I think, the main voice in Zootopia.
Oh, really?
A fun movie.
I didn't know that.
Wait, what was Gifted again?
So Chris Evans, his sister committed suicide and left.
He gets the
daughter, and she's a genius. She's a mathematical genius, she's wicked smart.
Wicked.
She is 38 today. And then the last birthday, Marissa, this one is for you. It is Lark Voorhees' birthday today. Lisa Turtle. Of Saved by the Bell. So I thought about you immediately this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Marissa, do you want me to play the Saved by the Bell theme or Down on Bended Knee by Boyz II Men? Because she was in both of those.
She was in that video?
Yeah.
What's that, Marissa?
I say Boyz II Men.
Did she ever really do anything outside?
No. She's actually gone a little, well, not loopy, but when they've tried to get her back for reunions and stuff like that, she's not, she's in a Joyce DeWitt stage.
Okay. She also effed her face up.
Oh, did really?
She?
Oh,
she was beautiful. She was beautiful, and if you've seen her lately, she ain't look so good.
Girl, what did you do to your face? Totally effed it up. Effed it up.
Alright, we'll see.
She was on a soap opera for a little while.
Okay. Alright, well, she's celebrating her 46th birthday day. Alright, let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question this morning. On one Catholic holy day, it is traditional for the Pope to lead a procession of people into the Roman Colosseum. Name the holy day. What?
And he does it Footloose style. When he
does he?
Really?
Yeah. They all do the routine together.
Let's get religious!
I'm going to go to Mark for the answer. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. All right, so
I would say that would be Good Friday.
And you are correct. Oh.
It's not Gladiator Day?
Happens on Good Friday. It's Gladiator Day, Steve. He does the thumbs up and thumbs down thing. He gets to play the Emperor.
This is really a lot of fun.
Yeah. So hang on, Mark. We are going to set you up with a $60 Metro Diner gift card. Metro Diner is offering Metro Meal Packs that feed families of 4 to 6 in a variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner bundles, including signature fried chicken and waffle and house-made meatloaf. For more information, you can visit MetroDiner.com. All right. I got stories for you. Let's begin. Bruce Springsteen, Jon Bon Jovi, and fellow high-profile New Jerseyans have banded together to publicize the newly formed New Jersey Pandemic Relief Fund.
Great, great.
Variety.com. And it turns out New Jersey is second in the nation for highest amount of cases.
We were pointing out yesterday.
Next to New York.
Yeah, so in fact, it's northern Jersey because we were talking about, Kathy, in the news story, you were talking about people coming in and out of a hot zone, and that's reflected in northern Jersey. So it's very cool what they're doing.
Variety.com posted the clip, which also features such notables as New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy, Danny DeVito, Whoopi Goldberg, Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, and others to publicize the new charitable organization. Springsteen was filmed at home and explained to viewers these are uncertain times. What is for certain is the pain, the fear, and the real needs of many of our neighbors.
I'm sorry, I'm at home. How did you get all wet?
Kathy, that's a reference to you yesterday. It was, why are you
soaking wet?
How did you get all wet? I'm sorry, guys, my cats. What did you do?
I was doing a Facebook Live video, and somebody just, a comment just came up that said, why are you soaking wet? But he said, our friends and certainly all of those who are on the front lines of this pandemic, we are practicing social distancing and we are staying home.
I just sat on the toilet and then I brushed my teeth and started to shower. I've been thinking about everyone who's down on their luck. How did you get so wet?
I didn't yell at her. I just asked her.
And Preston said you yelled.
No, it was just, it had a pointed tone to it. Yes.
How did you get soaking wet?
So anyway, 100% of the donations received online by the NJPRF will be used to fight the medical, social, and economic impact of COVID-19 on New Jersey's most vulnerable. So they are banding together for that, which is cool.
Yes.
In other non-COVID-19 news, Johnny Depp is getting more support in his lengthy battle against his ex, Amber Heard, The Blast reports. Depp's Pirates of the Caribbean co-star, Javier Bardem, believes that he is, quote, trapped in the lies and manipulations of toxic beings. Heard, as fans recall, accused Depp of abusing her. You know this whole routine.
Yeah, absolutely. So, on and on it goes.
Bardem went on the record saying that Depp is not violent, as Heard maintains, and on the contrary, is loving and respectful. He said, I love Johnny. He's always been a true gentleman and an extremely generous and caring friend to my family and myself.
So he's married to Penelope Cruz.
Correct.
Who has likewise said this, correct?
Yes, and so has Winona Ryder. She recently had written this lengthy testimony just to say, listen, this is nothing like the guy that I know. Bardem went on to say, on top of that, I've had the gift of working with him twice and have experienced his respectful attitude towards every single member of the crew alongside his unique and hilarious sense of humor. I stand by Johnny because I've always seen and felt a true, caring, and loving man in him, an extraordinary and unique artist who has listened to anyone who needed his help. Later, he seemed to reference Heard saying that he is the victim of lies and manipulation. So,
well,
It's hard to say. It's he said, she said, so.
Yeah, and the truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
Who knows? Queen Elizabeth is planning an unscheduled address for the fourth time in history. The 93-year-old monarch will follow advice of the government as to when it might be deployed, people reports, noting that the last time she made such an address was following the death of her mother in 2002.
Huh. When is that going to happen, Preston?
They're waiting to find out. So
it's after The Bachelor.
Well, the reason I ask is that there is a bit of breaking news that's royal news.
What is it?
Prince Charles has tested positive for coronavirus.
No kidding. And yeah, he is in his 70s, right? 71. Late 70s? Or 71, yeah. Okay.
So literally this news just broke a few minutes ago.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the heads up. Following the strict social distancing guidelines, she will likely give the speech via FaceTime or Skype. So that's probably why, Nick. They probably haven't said anything yet.
And this is the reason for the press conference.
Maybe so. The Queen, who is in isolation, may even be meeting with staff via video chat. She and her husband, Prince Philip, are in seclusion. He's 98, by the way. She's 93. They have only a skeleton staff of 8 people.
That's got to be scary.
Skeletons
walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Burns, can you get me a tea? I'd be happy to. And you hear the xylophone.
Not even close relatives such as the
Why Duke, put humans at risk?
The Duke of York.
Can't get sick, right, if it's skeletons.
That's true. Close to her, Windsor Estate or Prince Edward and his wife Sophie are permitted to visit. Meanwhile, Prince William and Kate Middleton are staying quiet at their Norfolk Estate with Prince George, Charlotte, and Louis. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are with their baby Archie in Canada. So that's what everybody's doing.
You think of these people, though, they're constantly in proximity to people all the time. They're public figures. They're out and about. They say that, I guess, the time from exposure to when you would get it is about, if you were inclined to get it, is about 5 or 6 days.
Okay.
And with the amount of people, even in preparation mode, or the people that they're talking to, or meetings that they have to take, It's just one of those things. That's why we have so many caregivers and first responders and doctors and nurses coming down with it, because they're right on the front line, you know?
Yep, exactly. So celebrities are desperate for entertainment right now, as the rest of us are during the pandemic. So here's how they're staying busy.
Oh, we want to know how celebrities do it, because we can always take a good... By the way, we have a Ryan Reynolds clip that we'll have to play. He sort of addresses...
We can do that now if you want.
Yeah. Is that over?
Yeah.
All right. Ryan Reynolds addresses how celebrities are dealing with it and what service they can provide.
There we go.
We need to work together to flatten the curve and fight off COVID-19. I think in times of crisis... I think we all know it's the celebrities that we count on most. They're the ones who are going to get us through this. Right after healthcare workers, of course. First responders. People who work in essential services. Ping pong players. Mannequins. Childhood imaginary friends. Sure. Like 400 other types of people. Look, stay at home. Practice social distancing. Wash your hands. We are going to get through this thing. We're going to get through this thing together.
God, he is Deadpool.
He is
Deadpool. Wow. SUV, it's SVU, you moron.
Sub?
No, SUV, it's a sport utility vehicle.
We're with Sport Utility Vehicle, a division of the Los Angeles Police Department. Oh. You're a car? Oh, yeah. You saw Monster Truck.
The typos that I go through daily... from this service that I get these energy
May
reports.
May I give you a little...
drives me up the goddamn wall.
Not that you need one, but allow me to be your little quick defense attorney here. Yes. So Preston has to consume a bunch of stuff on the fly in the morning. So you can only read so much of it, or, you know, and things will go past you, like your occasional SUV.
Yep.
I can't believe they don't check their own copy.
Law and Order SVU star.
And we're complaining about coronavirus.
Come on. I've got real issues here.
One letter was switched. Come on.
Oh, and the Dunkachino issue continues.
Oh, my God. Don't even.
Don't even get us started, Kathy.
I've repressed that.
Yeah.
And don't bring it to the surface, please. All right. So Christopher Maloney.
You're a Maloney.
Who is from Law and Order SVU. Got fans talking when he posted 2 photos of himself in his quarantine kilt. In one, he poses shirtless, no glasses. The other, in a ruffled shirt and sunglasses, and he cheekily wrote, "With glasses or without." So that's what he's doing.
Man, he's good. Yeah, he's
good,
really on his game.
Wow.
He should be on a show called SUV.
Kendall Jenner is encouraging fans to self-isolate, even if they miss their pals. She shared pics and videos of her good friends, including Tyler, the Creator, and Gigi Hadid. She wrote, I miss my friends. The sooner we quarantine, the sooner we can get back to our peoples again.
Well, there is a case to be made, as is made a number. The more you adhere to this now,
yes,
the sooner this will wrap up. And obviously, our main goal is to get Casey to that Phish concert in the summer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And all of us to the Eagles game in September.
Kath?
I don't know if we talked about this yesterday, but the social influencers, did we mention this?
No.
What?
There was somebody wrote an article, and it was all about social influencers and how they're really struggling during this time because they're not getting offers to post pictures of, different products. And it was, they were obviously digging into the social influencers, but all of these people were actually responding to him. And they're like, the one girl was like, I usually receive at least one offer a day, and I haven't received an offer in 3 days.
Oh my God, Kathy, yesterday I got offered to socially influence for Gen 7 jeans. Have you ever heard of Gen 7?
No.
Hold on. Wait, you got... Yeah. Seriously?
I swear to God. Gen 7, there's a... I don't know. Somebody saw how many freaking followers I had, and they were like, we want you to influence for Gen 7. Dude, they're like freaking skinny jeans. I'm like,
perfect.
Have you,
do it.
You have to do it.
Yes, come out.
Please be their model.
Yes.
Okay.
I love Gen 7 jeans. Whether I'm going out or staying in there, they're really fantastic.
Hey, where are you going, honey?
I'm going out of my Gen 7 jeans.
Marissa, you had a comment? Marissa?
No, maybe it was made. They're actually made by Seven of All Mankind, which is a really, they're a good pair.
Oh my God. All
right. Whether I'm out of the town or just staying home.
All right, Marissa's trying to talk, but we can't hear you for some reason, Marissa. Sorry about that. Let's see. What else do we have here? Chloe Sevigny is expecting her first child and is sharing her sympathy with fellow families on Instagram. She said, I hope all expecting families are finding some calm. Today's news in New York was very distressing for all. Hashtag support and prayers.
Hey, did she say whether or not we should wash our hands?
No, well, she's referencing New York's decision to ban partners in the delivery room.
Oh, yeah.
So she's expecting. Wow. So you can just kind of putting the word out there.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Jim Carrey declared he's growing a beard while social distancing.
Yeah, that never makes him look loony.
We've already seen him with the big beard.
I know, and it looks stupid.
But I think he's going to do like a daily, like a progress photo each day. Right. So he said, I'm growing a beard until we all get back to work. I'll post regular pics so you can marvel at the miracle of my meaningless transformation. Normally, I try and stay on the cutting edge of entertainment. Now, I shall conquer the uncutting edge. Please join me.
I have a couple guy friends doing the same thing. They said they're not going to shave until we can get back out. And
I've been letting mine go, Kath. I'd shave. I do my full clean-up shave on Sunday. And I'm like, I'm going to... And I noticed Bill was doing that, too. Bill's gone scruff.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think also that at a certain point... To maintain your sense, we talked about this, and you talked about this at the beginning of how one quarantines and how one can maintain their sanity, to shower, to get up, to do those things. If you can keep it, you don't want to end up looking like a hermit by the end of this.
No, yeah. but growing your beard out, some people don't have that opportunity because their work it looks unkempt.
I see. Okay,
and they're like, okay, well, let me try this out.
Let me see how good it would look.
And this is just an opportunity to see what you might look like with a full beard. Because when you try to grow a full beard, which I've never done, I've never tried to really grow it out.
Yeah.
It goes through a really
gnarly
crappy stage where you just look, disheveled until it becomes full, and then you can groom it,
Is that normally the case? Because I used to have a beard for a while, like a shorter cropped one.
Right.
And it was okay. Yeah, I don't think my hair is of a nature that allows, like, Nick will get a full beard case. You can rock,
Not really.
It's pretty decent. You can fill in better. But I think I know my limitations. I don't think I could work it.
It's like your hair. If you're going to grow it long, it's got to go through this phase of looking lousy for a while. And then you get it styled once you have enough hair. And then it'll look great.
I influence for Gen 7 jeans, and I'm expected to look a certain way.
I understand. And you can't go through that phase.
No, I can't.
There's no way.
By the way, they don't even sell men's jeans.
Dude, right?
So, Gen 7? How did you get that?
You're going to be doing skinny women's jeans, Case.
Yeah. You really need to follow up on that and see.
You should try to do. You should say yes, Casey.
See what the story is then. All right.
I'm a Yen 17's model. I want to remind everyone to wash your hands.
It's a respiratory thing, you know.
You want to be able to avoid the disease so you can breathe.
By the way, Case, the picture that you posted, what were some of the hashtags? Because that's sometimes how they find you.
I want to endorse skinny jeans.
Yeah. I love skinny
jeans. I love skinny stuff.
What
I'm
picture
a girl
was
who loves
it?
Skinny jeans.
No, I got a text message.
What?
Yeah.
A direct message?
How did I get your phone number?
Because I
from I've been, his gene agent.
I've been receiving things for a little while. And
really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to get into social influencing, you know?
I don't
skinny
know.
Skinny jeans?
Skinny jeans.
Well, just in general, like, because there's been a couple of things that came down the pike where I'm like, okay, you know, I actually use that product. but they require X amount of posts per week or whatever.
I've never been offered any social media.
No.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but you,
I've
some
got
of
a fairly
are not
sizable
you don't check your
well.
Direct messages, though, Preston.
No, I do. They just
do
don't
you?
Come up. Yeah. Well, I don't listen to, and I don't hashtag stuff. I don't put that. I use it as more like a personal thing than a professional thing. So
I also think a lot of them are not real, Case.
Yeah. No, but this one, I actually looked it up. It's, oh, God, what the freak is it called? Something. It's like hashtag up or something like that. Okay. But I looked it up to make sure it wasn't some sort of scam and all that sort of stuff. But like,
could be real.
It's funny because I will, if I post something and let's say I hashtag, I don't know, like I wear Adidas pants all the time. I hashtag it. I'll get like a comment that says, yo, bro, we should team up. I like your style, bro. You know? And then I click on said profile and they've got like 36 followers. I'm like, yeah, no, bro.
Sorry, bro. All right, let me move on. A couple other celebs. Let's see what they're doing during the lockdown. Bachelor alum Colton Underwood tells people that his recovery after being diagnosed with coronavirus is coming along, but he's having some breathing challenges. He said, I'm doing okay, but it's still hard to breathe. I feel like I only have access to about 20% of my lungs. My breath is shorter, and I've had to train myself to talk differently with my breath, and I have to lie down and rest a lot, he said. Kourtney Kardashian, she's taking her homeschooling seriously. Even for her four-legged crew, she shared a post of herself in a sweatshirt, tie-dye sweatpants, and sneakers, pushing her family's Pomeranian pup in a doggy stroller, writing, I'm the homeschool PE teacher. So, what they're doing. Exactly. Let me see. A couple other stories. How about this? And I think we have audio for this. James Corden commemorated the fifth anniversary of The Late Late Show from home. And did you send over audio of that?
I did, yes. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of stuff is getting canceled and postponed.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Here's his comments.
I wanted to make a small message because today is the fifth anniversary of our Late Late Show. We had so many big plans for tonight, for the show we were going to give to you. And for obvious reasons, we can't give you that show right now.
But he went on to say some other things. He said, when that curtain opened and I walked out for the first time, I didn't know if I was going to fall flat on my face or if this was going to be okay. He said, and I never thought that that day that I would be here today talking to you 5 years on. He also gave his first guest. By the way, remember, his very first guest was Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he was.
He gave him a shout out along with his wife, Rita Wilson. He said that first episode is also important to us because it makes me think of Tom Hanks, who was our first ever guest on the show. Where our thoughts go out to him and Rita in Australia right now.
They're doing great. They're, completing their quarantine, obviously, but they seem to be doing, there was a shot of Rita Wilson doing some rap.
Yeah, she was doing hip hop hooray.
Yeah.
And you know what? I remember that first episode of the show, and I'm like, how did this guy, who hasn't done anything yet, get Tom Hanks? And Tom went all in, too, because they did. Where he'd go through all of his movie
his
career and they played little short
bits. Yeah,
I'm like,
How
did he get him to do that? I guess he's a very charismatic guy and people liked him right off the bat.
Corden was well known for stage work and so stuff, and obviously in England as well. And there was a time when Colbert's ratings were not good at all.
Yeah.
And they were heading towards a switch with James Corden for that spot.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, 5 years on, and he's doing well. And one last thing, a bit of information, entertainment information. No surprise, Netflix is seeing unprecedented levels of video streaming as millions of people are homebound, according to reports, especially as other entertainment outlets shut down. Netflix shares are up 8.4% on Monday, bucking broader bear market trends.
So it's sort of a bitter battle for fiddle fat.
That's kind of what that is, Steve. Yes, exactly. All right, we're ready to roll the clips. Woo! And we'll go with this. It is the battle between a loving, humble mother and the pretentious, arrogant housewives of Westport, Connecticut in American Housewife. In this clip, star Katie Mixon talks about what fans love about the show through season four. Here is four seasons. Here's the clip.
I think the main part is that she's really relatable and the show's really relatable. It's got incredible heart to it. Katie Otto is really unapologetic. She says a lot of the wrong things, but means very well. So she goes about it the wrong way. But the goal is always to try to be better.
Anyway.
Season four of American Housewife continues tonight, 9:30. That's on ABC.
You know her. She was also on Mike and Molly. And she, early on.
Was she Molly?
No, she was the sister, Molly's sister. So she was also sort of a bombshell. She got a little more zoftic as her career went on. She's really pretty, and that she's talented.
Yeah.
And her daughter on the series is in the two Disney movies, Zombies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I love.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah, of course you know her.
Yeah, absolutely. When else have I seen her?
She was also in, I think she was in No Country for Old Men.
Okay, yep, I know. I absolutely...
Oh, no, she was in... Not No Country for Hell or High Water.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Let's do the next clip. AJ Michalka as Lainey Lewis proves unfiltered characters are sometimes the best in ABC's Schooled. And in this clip, AJ discusses her favorite part about Lainey's personality. Here we go.
Lainey is really dry and sarcastic, and there is something to be said about, like, her brutal honesty. And Lainey's the type where, like, in the middle of a scene or whatever it may be, the way they've kind of written for her, she'll just say what she's thinking on the fly. And I love that about her. I mean, she's really kind of an off-the-cuff personality and doesn't really filter herself, which I find really fun.
Yeah! Loved her when
she
was here.
Really sweet. Yeah, she was a lot of fun when they were in
so cool, yeah.
A new episode of Schooled premieres tonight at 8:30, and that's also on ABC. There you go.
I'm excited for the Goldbergs tonight because it's a Pee Wee Herman episode.
Yes, it is.
And
yeah.
I, you know, 1985, I love Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Is Paul Reubens going to be on it?
I haven't heard any mention of it, but they always meant, like, for example, when they did the Spaceballs episode, mm-hmm. Rick Moranis was in it. When they did the... Weird Science.
Yeah.
One of the characters was in it from Hooters, Weird Science.
Wyatt.
Yeah, the whole deal. So it's they've been fairly faithful with making sure they get somebody on.
Right. Well, that would be cool if they could pull that off. All right. That's my entertainment report this morning. We are going to go live on Fox Good Day today, which is a Wednesday morning thing that we do. We have a secret text where we got a chance for a case of beer this morning. And who couldn't use a case of beer right about now? So it is from our friends at Sly Fox. It's Pikeland Pills that will give away text word secret to 39333. See if we win a little bit later on. We're also going to talk to our friend Adam Ferrara. He's got a live Q&A tonight that he'll be hosting. And we'll find out the details of that a little bit later on. So let's take a break. We'll come back in just a moment or two. We also have Daily Rush Madness to bring forth. And we'll need your help with that. So don't go too far. Back in a moment.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Pearl Jam. Rival Sons.
We move through the world like shooting stars across the sky.
The Who, featuring From Ashes to New.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
I'm 93.3 WMMR.
We need to do this.
It's time for Preston and Steve's Daily Rush Madness.
Well, let's recap, shall we? Because yesterday we had a few matchups. We had your voting. We tallied those votes, and we now have our winners. And let's see who they were. So we had the top Sylvester Stallone movies against Who Messed With The Board. The winner in that one, Sylvester Stallone movies, was 61% of the vote. The next matchup was Preston and Steve react to the new Rambo trailer. There's another Stallone clip.
Oh, my God. Stallone's a superstar.
That went up against the corn fart ceremony, which was, they were both really funny, but just barely squeaking by with 55% of the vote. And moving on to the next round, Rambo.
Wow.
Yep, the Rambo trailer. So people love the Stallone stuff.
And they clearly do.
Next, we had Kathy's Butthold against Pierre Hates the Pina Colada Song. This is as close as it gets. 51% of the vote went to Pierre Hates the Pina Colada Song. Yeah, so Kathy.
That was so damn funny, though.
Sorry about your butthole.
That's okay, but Pierre's hating that song was,
I love it.
I think it was like a highlight of this year for me.
It was so atypical.
And then the last matchup was David Harbour when he was in studio with us against I Do Barbecues. And winner, David Harbour.
Yeah.
Moves on.
Such a good interview.
To the next round. Okay, we move on to our matchups for today. Four of them that we are highlighted and for you to vote on. We begin with the Annabelle section of the brackets. And the two videos up against each other are Preston and Casey Get Grounded versus Casey's Beautiful, and I'll paraphrase here, Crap. And let's relive, because I don't remember those. I want to see what those videos are. So here's a clip of Preston and Casey Get Grounded. Here we go.
I'm along with your mom. I don't buy the you got sprayed in the face with alcohol.
No, it's the truth.
Right.
I was in Jedburgh's basement.
And then they put cigarettes in my mouth yeah. and made me smoke them.
And they made me inhale.
And they made me finger blast this girl.
Whose basement?
Oh, dude.
Casey just full-on spit water out of his mouth all over the place.
They held my hand and made me do things to this girl.
So how is it that we got grounded from that? Does anybody know?
I have no idea.
Nope, yeah. You have to watch the video to find out.
So, yeah. I don't remember
That's
all.
Why there's nuance that might not make it into the little clip we play.
All right, the next one was Casey's Beautiful Crap. Here we go. Well, a school's clairvoyant night was canceled this week due to unforeseen circumstances.
There you go.
They didn't sell any tickets. Because they all knew it wasn't going to happen.
Hey!
Yeah, there you go. No, they did. They had to refund the money.
Oh, my God!
Didn't mean for that one.
Kind of slipped right out there, didn't it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oops. It happens, guys.
Oopsie.
Very rarely. That should be allowed. It's okay. Not even that bad.
Honestly, it should be.
They say it on TV now.
All the time.
That should be allowed. I love that.
There's just a quick thing, by the way. If you notice, like on A&E, I mean, everything is up for grabs.
Better Call
now.
Saul, man. They were like straight up F-U Saul.
It's even got more all throughout the day, but I digress.
All right, so you can vote. You got to do it now. PrestonSteve.com, and we have four matchups. We will highlight the other ones as the program goes on, but the Daily Rush Madness does continue, and we want your help, so please get on board. This is interesting. So we were talking about this yesterday, about during this lockdown and the way our lives have changed recently, it's only been a short amount of time, but for many people, it feels like it happened years ago, like this whole thing started.
Yeah.
It seems like this whole thing has been turning out, has been dragging on for a long time. And I saw this article. It turns out this warping of time feeling is rooted in how our brains record memories during times of extreme fear and stress.
All right.
And when we're afraid, our brain gets kicked into high gear and we get very focused and noticed every detail in an effort to stay alive. It's like it's an ingrained thing as human beings.
That's the way we process stuff?
I guess so. And it says right now we are all on high alert and we're all focused on keeping ourselves and our loved ones healthy. We're all watching more news. We're being hyper aware of anything that we're doing that might spread the disease, focusing on hand washing techniques, monitoring our own health. So if you're feeling like time is warping, it means your brain is doing what it's supposed to do during times of fear and uncertainty. So that's part of why we feel like this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So I wasn't sure what the psychology was behind that.
Do you? It's weird sometimes when you wake up. Like this all goes to like deja vu and to the way we perceive things. Are you good with perceiving? Like for example, if someone says, what year did that happen?
Oh, no. I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. A lot of the stuff that I remember about this show, I will sometimes think happened when we were in our old studios in Y100.
Right.
And then you guys will say, no, that happened
here. That was here. Yeah.
And I'm like, it's.
Preston, how long have Kathy and I been on the show?
You guys have been on the show for Well, we started here in 2005, so I'd say 17 years.
Nick has been 16. Right?
I'm 16. Yeah. Kathy's 17.
Like, yeah, Kathy good. Was right before you. So I do, yeah. And I, because I have that timestamp of
2005, because we have, yeah.
I can do that because I remember you guys both joined shortly before we came here.
Do you know what also helps? We have builded up these sort of like awards, little license plates that configure that tags that commemorate when we got here, and you're always looking at that year 2005.
Yeah, right? It was also the year my daughter was born, so I can do that.
Yeah, it's easy to help you out.
I was actually pretty good at nailing down years just based on, like, what grade I was in high school and stuff like that.
Okay.
And usually I'm trying
to... Are those benchmarks for you, Casey? Like, so you'll go back to, like, you'll say, I was in 10th grade in 1990 because you and I are the same age. So, like, something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. So I can do that, like, music-wise. I can go, okay, so this song was definitely a song that was in, you know, 6th grade. So that was, you know, 1987. Or, you know what I mean? And then also, my wife and I were watching Fight Club the other night, and I said to her, I go, what year do you think this came out? You know? And I was able to use my days at Y100 as a benchmark for what year that came out. Yep. And so do you remember what year that came out? What would you guess for Fight Club?
Oh, the thing I remember most about Fight Club is I was doing an appearance at, and this is why I'm going to try to figure out the date on this. I was doing an appearance at Iron Hill Brewery in Westchester, and we were handing out movie passes, and one of them was to Fight Club, and this gal came up to me and told me that it was sexist and it's promoting violence against women. She had a real problem with it.
Wow.
Because the tagline said, I'm going to wash that blood right out of my hair. I'm like, it's the movie's about men fighting
yes,
men.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she was had this real problem, and it really pissed me off. So I remember clearly around that time frame.
Yeah.
So it would have been, I don't know. See, even with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Even because with that. Also, I brought a Fight Club, and I remember I'd like to find that bitch.
It's funny.
Shut up
again. I would punch that. No, but it's we were talking about Interstellar yesterday, and there's a scene at the end where it's sort of like a mental library of moments in time, you know, and so our perceptions are clouded by you had reported on something about a year and a half ago, or maybe 20 years ago, where it was the way that we are false memories.
Oh yeah,
our false memories.
Yes,
the accuracy of our ability to recall things gets exponentially inaccurate the further back we move.
You do some kind of mental edits and convince yourself that that's the way it happened.
Right.
In reality, a lot of times it is indeed not how it happened. By the way,
I'll have like vivid memories of it. Like I can picture it. I can see it happening. Mm-hmm. And then when like the real version of that story is told to me, I then see the correct version. I'm like, oh God, like, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was so real that I actually saw it happening in my head. Like I am convinced that that's how it went down.
But we'll always remember 2020 as the year that Kathy's breasts looked gigantic.
Yes.
As the picture that Marissa posted on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's an easy benchmark to go back to. But listen, speaking of, you know, this time and memories and how you're going to recall this stuff. Imagine, and the way that time is warped because of fear and anxiety and so on, imagine that you are under this restriction right now and you're being housed with someone you absolutely can't stand.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like, what if just prior to all this broke and you were starting to, you were going to separate or you were going to get, you know.
Well, we were talking about, you know, the potential baby boom and what might happen in 9 months, but there are also a lot of indications that there are going to be a high divorce rate by the end of this
very
year.
Well might be.
Yes.
You're spending much more time in some cases with people. And, you know, those little things.
I never knew you were into felching.
Right.
I never knew that.
You're looking at what retirement's going to be like with your spouse.
Right. And honestly, to that level, again, as you cautioned many times, take everything with a grain of salt. This is an incredibly unique situation that we're in. We've had pandemics before, but we have never had anything like this predicated on a virus like this.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, it's a different thing. Try to remember that while you're reaching for the butcher knife.
Yeah, I want to see if anybody, or you or someone you know, stuck with somebody you can't stand. And obviously, I don't want to hear about, you know, stories of abuse and stuff this morning. But somebody who just absolutely gets on your nerves. Kathy?
There's a comedian. I think she's out of New York. Her on Instagram, she's One Funny Mommy, but she just posted a video about her husband. They're stuck in the house together, and that he keeps, like, giving her tasks and asking her to do things. And it's pretty funny. And she basically says, get out of my sight. Like, she's so annoyed with him that she's just cursing at him because he's like, can you sew my pants? And she's like, when was I ever able to sew? Why do you think I can sew now? But it's comedy, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, people are finding out things about each other now that they probably didn't know before because of the amount of time and the close quarters, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so have you had any agitation at home? Or can you separate?
No, we've kind of split in the daytime, and everybody goes about and does their own thing for now. So, like, you know, Parker's playing video games, Caroline is watching videos, Carter is making jellies and jams. Rochelle's been sick, so we've been keeping away from her. She's fine, but she hasn't been feeling good at all. And I've been playing drums, you know, and stuff like that. So we all kind of go do our own little activities.
Right.
Yeah, but Corona activities, if you would. Corona activities.
You need to do that.
Yep. And so not everybody is as fortunate as some that, you know, have space.
You're right. I'm privileged.
Well, not privileged, but, you know, listen, Preston, there are a lot of people out there who have homes with several rooms. And then I go to, like, people in New York that are, like, you know, in these crammed apartments.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, I would go out of my effing mind.
Yeah, even, like, celebrities who live in New York, you know, your space is a lot more limited than, I would say, celebrities out in L.A. or something like that.
Tomorrow, obviously, when the weather's good, you know, take the time and get the F out for a little bit. Practice your social distancing. Do what you need to do, but get out and just take a breath of fresh air.
Text came in and says, half of my friends hate their spouses. And my husband and I just laughed at the beginning of this isolation, like, oh, this is going to be good.
Well, again, about that finding out something about someone that you're in constant quarters with now, you know, that you did not know was the case.
215-263-WMMR. That is our number. I have an anonymous caller on the line. God. Good morning, anonymous caller.
Hi.
Hi. You wanted to share some info with us, please.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying my name, but my brother has been battling with his cheating slut of a wife.
Oh, okay. So you guys are on good terms.
And they just finalized, like, in Delaware, the rules are different, so they are officially divorced as of, I think it was last Thursday, but they're stuck in the same house together because the laws are different and they don't, like, separate their assets and all that stuff until after the divorce. Really weird. So he is stuck in the house with her. She's got her boyfriend that she talks to on the phone every day.
Oh, no.
And he's stuck in that house with her.
Have you been talking to him this whole time?
Oh, yeah, it's hell. Yeah, I feel really bad.
I'd rather be in a Honduran prison.
Wow.
Yeah, and they have two kids. Too, so.
Oh man!
So she got busted cheating on him.
Oh yeah, she's been cheating for a pretty long time. Yep.
Oh, that's got to be tough.
Hey, for a while, anonymous, so. Have you suggested that they do crossword puzzles or jigsaw puzzles?
It
might bring them together. Maybe jellies and jams, Preston.
Yeah, that could work too. Hey, do they try not to? Does he try not to even encounter her at all?
Yeah, he pretty much like tries to stay away from her. She kind of goes up in her room and ignores everybody, which is good. But, you know, I mean, they were married for a long time. And,
I mean, so you know this has got to be the case, Anonymous, that is happening all over the place. So you say in Delaware, the split of properties and assets comes after it's finalized?
Yes.
Wow.
Where is that? That is the
well, you get the tax-free shopping, so that's the... That's the one perk. Man, that sucks.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it. Here's some text coming in. This one says, I can't stand the minute-by-minute hysterical updates of the virus by my wife.
Here's good rule of thumb.
Walk away from the TV.
Please.
Walk away from the... We know this, it's going to be on the rise for a bit. And then, as obviously, as we're looking to do to flatten that curve, and that's what we're looking to do. But, I mean, you got to walk away. You'll go, not put on me TV for a little bit.
You don't need to immerse yourself too deep into it. So tell
her. My mom's, like, overly religious now. So we're getting, like, the morning, you know, God bless text.
It's the day. It's the end of days.
There are some people know that my mom was encountering one in the rehab facility that she's in right now. And then there was a woman talking about, this, it says in Revelations and so on. It's like, man, these things happen all the time.
It happened. It's happened. Pandemics have happened. We have the flu killing thousands and thousands and thousands of people every year. This happens to be a particularly brutal regular flu year, but you're right, Preston. It happens. Just make sure you don't put on the same sneakers. Who is that? What was that cult with the?
The Heaven's Gate.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I got an invitation to say a daily rosary with like a group of people. I was
No,
there's nothing wrong with it. If it helps you,
do it.
But it takes so long, Kathy.
Here's a text that says, turns out most of my friends hate their children.
If there's ever a time to figure out which kid is your favorite, right?
My friend posted something on Facebook the other day. She said, I've always wanted to like deep clean my house, but I never had the time.
Yeah.
And I'm slowly discovering that it was never about not having the time.
That's part of it too. Yeah. We've been doing some stuff, but I've had like three or four projects. I'm like, going to do it.
Yeah.
I haven't done
it. Well, you know, so as a couple of days into it, everybody's like, I'm going to take up calligraphy.
Uh-huh.
This sucks.
Casey, I wanted to ask you a somewhat serious question because of a friend who right before all of this started entered sobriety. And he's struggling with it. You know, he's taking it very seriously and he wants to be sober. But if you could pass along any advice to him, because during these trying times, in years past, he just would have probably turned to the bottle.
Yeah, I mean, it's just as simple as this. Don't pick up a bottle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's they say it's simple, you just don't pick up a bottle. It's not always easy, but it is just simple. Just don't pick one up.
But also a tough one, Casey, if you really made the decision to quit smoking, imagine right now, because Casey has a saying, smoking cures boredom.
It does.
Warning, smoking cures boredom. If you're a smoker, just go ahead and have a smoke. It's kind of what you do to kill the time.
It's like airplane. I picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Here's the deal. They have like 12-step meetings and stuff like that, but like all of those have been canceled. But a friend of mine who has been sober for over 3 decades found an outside meeting somewhere where everybody distanced themselves. They were, 10 yards apart in a giant circle and stuff like that.
So there you can do it.
They're doing virtual meetings.
Yeah, so and they've always done that as well. So there's hotlines and stuff like that. So, Nick, that's another thing. If they go to certain 12-step websites, there's way to get help there.
Not to make light of it, but could you imagine, "Hi, I'm Preston and I'm an alcoholic."
"I am an alcoholic. Welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous."
I attended one at a beach one time, and it it's so nice and serene, and ocean surface stuff like that.
You were standing there going,
No, Steve, you couldn't hear anybody because of the way I can't hear with this person on the other side.
But it's so contemplative. But to that point, that's a definite concern.
Here's a text says, "My wife informed me she wanted a divorce 2 weeks before all of this, we are stuck in the house together."
I mean,
wow!
If you can go to line one, press that's a troika of stuff.
Let me go to Devin. Hi, Devin. You are on the air. What's up, Devin?
Listen, my wife is pregnant, has quit smoking and drinking, and smoking something else. And she is a lazy bum. I'm gonna lose it.
Yeah, that's three things right there that can probably put her a tad bit on edge. How far along is she?
She's about 6-7 weeks.
Okay, so yeah, she's got to change her lifestyle right now. Wow.
Well, we just moved too, which can be a very stressful time in your life. And now we got this pandemic. And I come home, everything is in the same place it was, including her.
Just remember. Just remember, Devin, she is the vessel of the lovely new addition that's going to be part of your family.
That little miracle.
And we will get past this. There's not an expert in the world that says we won't get past this. So, just keep that in mind, while you're planning the nursery and all that stuff. It's magical.
Keep me in your prayers before.
All right, yeah, we'll do.
Kathy will say a rosary for you, Devin.
Yeah, but the rosary will be for you
all
today.
Right, thanks. Yeah. All right. What is this case?
I was just talking about, being annoyed your concept of time being a little bit warped.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on. Here we go.
This has been the longest month of my life.
We've been here a week.
That's marvelous, Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah.
There's the meme going around. You brought it up yesterday, Casey, about the options. About here's your A option.
Oh yeah. So you're stuck with the coronavirus, and you have two options. You can A, quarantine yourself with your wife and children, or B. And
B.
The guy goes B. B. Definitely B. Whatever B is, B.
Let's see here. A lot of tags coming in. My brothers and I have virtually been comparing how much more we are drinking daily.
Wow.
But yes, Casey, recovery meetings are through Zoom right now. So there's a lot apparently that you can do and reach out to people and get online and get the help that you need. Let me see.
And you can reach out to me. I'm not doing anything else.
Hey, how about this? Let's go in the other direction. Let's go to Stu here. Hey, Stu, good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, buddy, what's up?
Hey, man, I wanted to just pitch a different direction here. The wife and I, we work full-time jobs, pretty busy. We've got a 2-year-old little monster at the house. But this has actually been a little bit of a blessing. We're both working from home now, so we get to have lunch together. We get to kind of hang out, go for a walk. I don't think we've been closer in years.
Okay.
Well, aren't you too cute?
Isn't that sweet? No, that's nice, too.
She might be under duress because she might be listening. So, love you, honey.
Well, it's funny because on the FaceTime, we're looking at Kathy, Garrett, Dennis right now. So,
right. No, it's like in This Is 40 when they're about ready to kill each other. And then they go on this little weekend getaway by themselves and spend all this time together. And they are back in love again. They're like when they were, in their 20s and so on. So sometimes, it can go the other way, that you're so busy with all these things in your life that eventually when you set those things aside and you have time together, that it can actually repair some rifts and heal those wounds.
So I watched a movie with my son the other day. I'm like, hey, because the girls were upstairs watching something. And I go, hey, do you want to watch something that's totally inappropriate? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right, come on in, And so we watched The Hunt. And then afterwards, I was like, dude, this is great. We're bonding. And I'm like, let's watch The Running Man, right? And because it's a great movie from when I was his age.
Mm-hmm.
And it started, he goes, Dad, this is, and the way he talks is so weird. He's like, Dad, this is booty. I'm not watching this anymore. And then,
this is booty?
This is booty.
Does that mean it's lame?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Is he a hip hop fan, right?
Nick, is your, he likes all music, but I don't know if it's just,
this
the way
is booty.
All 12-year-olds are talking. Does your son say stuff like that at all?
I've not heard it, but I'm going to steal it because I like that phrase.
I like that too.
I was like, no. I'm like, you have to wait. Like, we're setting everything up. Wait until they get into the game. He goes, Dad, and it was the same exact way that I feel about black and white movies, right? I'm like, this just sucks. Like,
it's booty.
This is booty.
This is totally booty.
You should be a film credit.
Are you still in the presence of greatness in your house?
Oh, my God. Absolutely, Nick. It's crazy. I mean, he had 9 kills in 1 game the other day.
Watch how many, like, regular, like, middle-aged people are now going to end up as world champions on these games, right?
Yeah.
Like, well, Fortnite, because they've got nothing else to do.
And Steve and Casey, too. I mean, my son started playing Fortnite again this week because he hadn't for a long time. I think it sort of fell out of favor. And
it did,
It wasn't as cool for a while for kids in 6th and 7th and 8th grades. And my son started picking it back up again. And I don't know if he's great, nearly as great as Seamus, but he's having fun with it.
You know what? When you get a chance, give me his handle so Seamus and him can connect.
By the way, cool. Some people are texting and saying, this is booty. is like saying this is S-H-I.
Yeah.
Yeah. As in, yeah.
Really?
This is a
yeah.
bunch of
wow.
crap.
Wow. All the mouth on you.
This is garbage. So, yeah, this is booty. Wow.
That's our new saying.
All right. Well, listen, time seems a little bit different right now, depending on how you're taking things. According to this article that I was reading, that fear and stress can, this way your mind works. It makes things seem longer. That's why it seems like the week has felt like maybe a month to you. And also why it can be a little bit stressful in relationships as well, I would imagine as well. So keep that in mind.
And watch Interstellar because it addresses all these issues.
Does it?
Time warps and memories.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So we will take a break. We're going to go live on Fox Good Day this morning. So we'll hang out with that crew. We got the B-File coming up. We have more of the Daily Rush Madness matchups
yeah.
to highlight. So we'll be back in a moment. Make sure you stay with us.
The Preston and Steve Show podcast. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Got about 15 seconds left. All right, I'm trying to get to see, interpret what Casey's saying here. So we're going to go live on Fox Good Day. We have the Bizarre File coming up in just a moment. Here's some music. There it is. Let's go on TV.
Hey, Preston and Steve, we have a story to tell you. There's this woman in Missouri, reportedly gave birth at a Walmart as she was shopping for toilet paper, and she had the baby right there in the toilet paper aisle. Her water broke. There was a nurse standing by there. Oh, God. But everybody's fine.
Oh.
Do they always keep nurses in the toilet paper aisle there just in case?
Well, yes.
I guess. We talked about this story. Yeah.
I'm originally from Missouri. That normally happens in the dollar store. So Walmart is a...
Yeah. That's a step up. It's like top medical care there.
Missouri.
With their toilet paper nurse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I mean, as far as aisles go...
That's a good one to have. I remember, so we have three kids, and I always remember being...
Which aisles were they in?
No, they didn't happen in aisles. They happened in the hospital. Yep. But I remember being cognizant in the latter stages of pregnancy going, okay, we're out somewhere. If this happens now, what are we going to do? Because I knew a guy who delivered two of his own kids because his wife went into such quick labor.
It's true.
He had to do it two times, which was pretty wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have a go bag?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The bag that was packed when it was time to go, absolutely.
Jerky, nudie magazines.
Yes. Yeah, whatever.
Jerky.
Nudie magazines.
Well, when you're giving birth in a Walmart, that's what you bring with you.
I guess so. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. No, we had the go bag ready for labor whenever it may happen, and had a plan of attack.
Have you guys been talking about the virus? Probably not nonstop, but is it the topic of conversation?
We've ignored it. No, yeah, it's everything. And it's infiltrating every aspect of everything. The key is, we think, is to strike a proper balance, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been trying to do, too.
We've been doing, the lighter side of it. It's what we do. We're kind of we're not a hard news organization, but we've been passing along the proper information that people do need to know, the standards, just to remind and when things come up. But for the most part, we've been talking about the side stuff.
Yeah.
About what's going on, the effects of it.
And the notion that we will get through this, obviously. Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
And you've banned the most diseased of your crew to their homes.
Honestly.
Like, where's Kathy?
We were going to do this prior to the whole deal because there's a lot of STDs floating around the studio. So we eliminated that.
Kathy is at home. Nick is at home. Marissa Magnata is at home as well. We've got remote broadcast units set up. I have no idea if you can hear them when they speak the way we have this configured.
Okay, I can hear Kathy.
Oh, okay. Kathy, they can
hear
you.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, yeah. So you can hear Nick and everybody. All right, excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So they're,
that's
they're
a nice setup.
Yeah, yeah, we're a pro outfit.
And we're FaceTiming each other as well, so we can see, because on FaceTime you can have multiple people on there, so we can actually see everybody while they're at home while we're doing this.
Nick has quite the professional-looking setup.
I know.
Wow.
Oh, you can see me, too?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
No, I can't.
No, you're looking at Casey or Preston.
That's probably best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick is sitting in a hot tub right now. So
people were texting naked, and saying that I actually sounded like Mike Jarek yesterday, which is obviously
what?
We did get that. It's a compliment.
Yeah.
Oh, what a tremendous compliment. Yeah.
You see, it's amazing what crappy broadcast equipment will do for your voice.
All right. We'll see you guys. Be safe.
Stay safe. You too.
Stay safe.
We'll see you later. All right. Love it. All right, we should do the Bizarre File.
Now, WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, let me see what I got here for you. A couple of stories to run by. We'll start with, let's see, this one. A would-be thief at a Kroger store in Tennessee, it's a grocery store, had to abandon his cart full of beer and toilet paper when the wheels on the cart he had tried to roll out of the front door apparently seized up. Kenneth Braden had five cases of beer and two packs of toilet paper in his cart at the grocery store when he made his way past the register and towards the door. Police said the 65-year-old man rolled his cart past the alarm sensors at the entrance and his cart stopped rolling. So I think it's like a security measure they have.
Is that right? Carts. Oh, yeah. That is really cool.
Yeah, they
because
have
sometimes they just do it randomly and you get stuck with a crappy cart.
Right. No, so at the Acme in Wildwood, they you can't take the carts out of the parking lot. They have some sort of sensor they seize the wheels up.
They should have the tires blow out or like spike strips as you come in and out.
That's pretty wild. Those must be really expensive shopping carts.
I guess so.
I saw, Press, just yesterday, I think I pointed out to you that some places have worked out these systems now where they have they lift up the carts and dip them into disinfectant, you know, at the end of the day. Some places are doing that. I mean, the ingenuity is pretty amazing. The shopping cart technology has gotten incredibly technical. Amazing.
Yeah. So he kept trying to push his beer-filled cart out of the store, but it wouldn't budge. Braden then abandoned the cart and fled the store. He was later pulled over by police, and the officer recognized him from the security footage. He was charged with theft of merchandise and driving on a suspended license as well. Here's a local story. Charges have been filed against a New Jersey man who allegedly coughed on a store employee and told the woman that he had the coronavirus.
Oh.
George Falcone, 50 years old, by the way.
Son of a bitch.
Is being charged with terroristic threats and other related offenses. The incident happened on the 22nd. So
you can cause panic.
It was after all this stuff, you know, got underway. It was at Wegmans in Manalapan. Is that how you say that in New Jersey? I'm not sure. The employee was concerned that Falcone was standing too close to her and an open display of prepared food, so she requested that he step back as she covered the food. Falcone allegedly stepped forward to within 3 feet of her, leaning toward her, purposely coughed, and then he laughed and said that he was infected with the coronavirus. He then allegedly told two other employees that they are lucky to have jobs. Authorities say Falcone initially refused to cooperate with the detective at the store. He was later released on a summons, and I think they've fired him. I don't think he works there anymore because he was doing that. You can't do that. This is cute, not really bizarre file material, but I love it. People in inflatable dinosaur costumes, one with a ruler to ensure safe social distancing, were parading around the block of South Pine Avenue in Milwaukee on Sunday. They had a parade.
Residents
had of the Bayview neighborhood organized a social distance dinosaur parade with several inflatable dinosaurs in an effort to give people a fun break from being cooped up inside.
Hey, how many dinosaur costumes do you have?
I just have one. I thought we had three of them for
some reason. Yeah, you said you had three.
Yeah, we it's the only one we have because we did a routine when we did our lip sync, apparent lip sync thing a couple of years ago to Walk the Dinosaur, and we had like eight people come out in those costumes and dance. And so I thought we had a couple of them, but I only have the one. So.
Yeah, well,
they're fun.
I think most families probably overestimate the amount of dinosaur costumes they have.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably do.
I don't care how many times I see it. It's still so funny. I saw a guy walking down the street, or two people, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, inside, walking down the street yesterday, and one was just in the dinosaur costume.
Yeah.
And your friend went shopping in one recently.
My friend went to the grocery store in a dinosaur costume.
Yeah. And you haven't figured out if it was for a joke or not, right?
I think it was. She said she wanted to do it to make people laugh, but she said you also know me. So I think it was part she's crazy, part she wanted to make people laugh.
So as protection, but also to make people chuckle.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are, and you drumming, the video's still up, right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
It's fun.
No, it is fun. All right. This lady's an idiot. All right. This is in Ontario. Store owners facing sharp criticism and possible legal action after appearing to encourage people online to ignore government warnings about social distancing during their current coronavirus pandemic. She said, due to the pandemic hoax, we are canceling nothing. This is she's the owner of Yummy Mummy Emporium and Apothecary in northeast of Toronto. The store is owned and run by Amanda Vollmer, who describes herself as a mompreneur. Her Facebook post went on to encourage customers to visit the store regardless of their health status, even in the midst of the pandemic. She said, you can come over here with a fever and cough all you want. We know that germs don't cause disease.
What?
That's a problem.
You're welcome to visit us for March break while fools cancel everything, according to government propaganda. The post quickly caught the attention of readers of the popular Yummy Mummy Club, an unrelated popular Toronto-based online community that focuses on issues affecting mothers. So it's the same name, but it's a different group. The CEO of that company is pretty pissed off that this one is doing that. And they think
I would imagine.
But Global News had traveled around, and the news source went to find out why this woman was advertising potentially for sick customers to come by. She said she wanted to spur a reaction. She said there's a lot of fear and a lot of misinformation here, and we have a grossly misinformed public. She thinks it's a hoax. Vollmer's...
Well, she can think it's a hoax if she wants to, but exactly. Let everyone else be safe.
Yeah, she said Vollmer's Facebook statements are directly opposed to accepted science and advice from local, provincial, and federal governments, as well as the World Health Organization.
But, you said she's in Canada?
Yeah, she's crazy.
She has access to Tim Hortons, Preston.
That's right. You count your blessings.
Come on.
And then one last story. Like any good Florida story, this one begins with a naked couple brawling inside a car parked at the mall.
Love it.
Late Sunday evening, cops responded to the Clearwater Mall after receiving a report about a fight in progress. Officers said that after hearing a woman screaming within the parking lot, they discovered two naked within the car and wrestling with each other. Cops separated the couple identified in an arrest affidavit as Robert Janish and his girlfriend of 6 months, both whom admitted to drinking alcohol.
Were they love wrestling or combative?
They were combative. So during police questioning, the pair each said that a physical confrontation occurred after they had just finished having sex inside the vehicle.
Mm.
The woman, cops reported, said she had, quote, had intercourse with Janice in their car. She had to urinate. She did so outside of the car, and that's when the trouble began. After she wiped herself, she accidentally threw the napkin on Janice. Upon re-entering the car, the couple began arguing, and Janice, police allege, choked the victim for several seconds, prompting her to scream for help. After being read his rights, Janice reportedly told police he became, quote, irate after she threw the pee napkin at me.
Oh my God. Listen, when my wife and I first started dating, I accidentally threw my pee napkin on her. She kept it in a locket.
Oh, wow.
Janish declined to advise who became physical first, but claimed that the marks on his girlfriend's neck may have been from the beach. Janish was
this is in the heights of a pandemic, right?
For domestic battery. Yep, exactly. And there you go. That is what I have in the Bizarro file for you this morning. All right, we're going to take a break. Be back in a moment. Don't forget our buddy Adam Ferrara will be joining us around 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we've got more of the Daily Rush Madness on the way. Stay put.
Love Preston and Steve and WMMR? Check out WMMR.com for more of everything that rocks.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
I'd like to read this text message. It says, why no love you hate you line? No sponsor. That's not loving. I hate that. It's all about money, not love. No, it's all about that Marissa edits that together and she's not here in the studio.
So
that's why.
Suck it.
So suck it.
We're trying the best we can, hey, for Christ's sake.
Listen, we're stretched thin and some things are going to have to.
It's all about the greenbacks, man.
To be set aside. But that's one of the first things Marissa does when she gets in here, because she's got to take time to go through all those messages and find the three that we're going to use for the day. And then you got to chop them together, get them up and running. She's not here. She doesn't have a chance to do that. So that's...
Everyone's handling their stuff. Connor, our super production assistant here, mm-hmm. is doing he's putting stuff up on the screens in the studio for us.
Yep.
He's handling your calls.
Make sure the cameras are working for the Fox Good Day. He's taking the calls. Any
podcast
audio that we need, he gets it for us. So We normally have I want to take this opportunity. Our interns are actually working from home right
yes,
now.
Yes, they are.
So they're listening to the show. They're cataloging everything because we keep written logs of the subjects, and then we have them categorized, or I'm sorry, what's the word I'm looking for? Archived. So that we can go back and find stuff when
you
we
notice
need it
how we jumped right in with help on that word.
I know. Thank you. Well, normally there's a couple other people in the room. Somebody,
I was like, what? Oh no, what word is he thinking archive? Of?
What's that?
I was going to say archive.
Archive.
But So they're also working from home. They're not coming in. They're still waking up and helping out, which is cool. Kathy,
and they're helping us with guest prep sheets too. So we are doing interviews, and so what?
Kathy was just talking to somebody or something. I don't know. We're FaceTiming each other.
Let your freaking cats in the room.
I forgot we were FaceTiming.
Oh. Who are you gesturing to? Is that Dennis?
Well, I'm trying to figure out where Jace is in the house.
Oh, okay.
Where is he?
Oh, hey, hide and go see.
Is he in the other part of the house? Why don't you come on here and during a commercial break, we can do something.
So anyhow, that's why we don't have the Love You Hate You line. But we are doing this.
It's time for Preston and Steve's Daily Rush Madness.
Oh, boy! Here's the next matchup, four of them today. This one we're going to highlight is in the Hey Bitches portion of our bracket system. The two videos going up against each other are Dinosaur Pileup against Bozhmir.
Bozhmir.
Bozhmir. That's rim job backwards.
Oh, yes! That's a good one.
All right. Here we go. Let's play the first one. This is a Dinosaur Pileup.
Lately, I'm starting to feel like I'm always on the back foot. Yeah, I'm always on the back foot. Yeah. I'm always on the... Woo!
Love those guys when they came by. Nice performance. So that Daily Rush video is up against Bozhmir. Here we go. Rim job.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Bozhmir.
Yeah.
Bozhmir.
Yeah.
Bozhmir. There's a little in there, but Bozhmir. Now, let me say that forward.
And see if it's,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Bozhmir.
Okay.
Okay, let's try that. All if it comes right. back.
Let's try that. Go here and...
Frame job.
That, honestly, scientists. Do it again. You could even do it better.
Frame job. Frame job.
I loved it. You know, we're both fans of the space program. Uh-huh. That rivaled the Apollo 11 landing as far as experiment and success of result.
Well, that one is seated much lower than Dinosaur Pileup, believe it or not. Dinosaur Pileup is seated 5, and Bozhmir is 12. But it's up to you to make the decision and to vote for what you want to win. So you can go to... PrestonandSteve.com and vote now. Please do that when you get a chance. Okay, we're going to try something. I always love it when I say that. We're going to try something.
Necessity is the mother of invention, as they say.
It is.
And we figured now is the best time to attempt things that we would do when we had the full staff in effect and everything was up and running.
Yep.
And now we can just blame it on, well, we have a reduced staff.
Right.
Yeah, and we can. Thank you. Right. You're right.
It's because normally it would fail anyway.
Right.
But now we have the out of saying, well, hey, we're operating with nothing here. Give us a break.
Exactly. So we figure that you at home, and by the way, Case, I'm going to set this up first, and then I'm going to play these clips, and then we're going to come in and try to execute this. But let me set this up first. You being stuck at home, and listen, I get it. The texts I've seen coming through, not everybody is stuck at home. I understand, but you do also understand a majority of people are having to stay home right now. There are delivery drivers, there are safety workers, there are health workers, there are all kinds of people that still have to go to work. I understand that. And we appreciate what you do, and we're going to do all we can for you as well. But for the people who are stuck at home, the majority of people looking for stuff to do to kill some time, and with the absence of sporting events right now, need a little bit of entertainment. So we're going to try to combine those two things together, sports being stuck at home. So we are going to try and execute what we are going to deem the Lockdown Olympics this morning on the Preston and Steve Show.
Oh, my God.
Here's what you need. You need to be in your home, and you need to have a cell phone, obviously a phone that you can move around the entire house. because we are going to call out a variety of things that you must access in your home and make noise with so we can hear it down the phone line.
Many years ago, this used to be referred to as the cordless Olympics.
Correct.
But, of course, that's antiquated technology.
That's how long ago we did this.
Well,
and
we first started as the wall phone Olympics, Preston.
But you could
the
only
crank
make...
phone, there wasn't much to do.
You could only make one sound.
You
couldn't move around the house. The wall phone. And the old crank wall
the crank
phone.
Run, you'd have to ask the operator.
Yeah, Clara to get them on the line. All right, so here's what we need. We need you to have a variety of appliances and things like that. I'm going to call out what you need to make a sound with. And if you can execute that, you get a point. We're going to put 2 minutes on the clock because we're going to need a little bit of time to get around the house, I think. And we haven't done this in a long time. Does 2 minutes sound about right, Case, or is that too long?
2 minutes sounds good. All right. I don't have a two-minute clock. Let me see what I have on my little guy.
We can
take the four-minute clock and play it in half.
Play it at double speed.
No, you know what? I have a 60-second clock, and I will just, when it gets down to the last second,
okay.
I will.
Look at you, man.
Yeah, you see?
And so what we do is I have a list of items here, and I will ask you to go and make noise with those items if you're able to. And we'll get you against someone else, and whoever gets the most amount of sounds between the two will be deemed our winner for the lockdown Olympics this morning.
I mean, start to think about clearing pathways around your house.
Yep.
Set up the field, as they say, walk the field.
Yeah.
And get a feeling for what is around your house.
Do you want to have them start in the same room in their house? We don't know.
Their
house layouts are going to be completely different.
But I tell you what, outside the front door.
Okay.
Outside the front door. Of course, they could be sitting in their living room and just saying they're outside the front door.
In the conservatory, Preston.
We don't know. Because we're not doing FaceTime Olympics. We're doing lockdown Olympics on the phone. So 215-263-WMMR. Give us a call right now, and this will give you something to do. To do.
Guess what I just got to do.
And a chance to win some goodies. We either have... Nick almost smiled. I saw a slight crack on his face when we did that. So we have cases of Sly Fox Pikeland pills that you might win. Or
nice.
We also have a copy of 1917 on Blu-ray, and you'll have to wait to get those, by the way, just to let you know.
Till 3017.
Yeah, something like that. So 215-263-WMMR, we'll see if we can get some competitors on the line. Now, speaking of sports and the lack thereof, and people trying to fill a need, Joe Buck, play-by-play announcer.
Yes, either despised or beloved.
Yeah, correct. Has decided to help out by using his talents in that field. If people pledge to make a donation, and I've forgotten I don't have the specifics written down of which organization it is. Is it in the setup that we do in the audio?
I believe it's the Help Joe Buck Get Hair Plugs.
Oh! And nobody's thinking about
that. No. But it's something very nice.
Yeah, it's a charity, obviously.
Right.
But I don't have the details. So anyhow, people are sending him videos, and he's doing play-by-play of the videos.
Right.
Now
it's a COVID response team.
There you go,
which is much better than the Hair Plugs charity.
All right, so it says this. Is this a collection of different ones?
So it starts up right in the beginning, and the first one, Preston, where he's sort of announcing what he's doing, and then he does two boys. A video was sent to him, a home video, playing football on their front lawn.
All right, here we go.
Sean Brogan sends one in with two kids playing football in frigid temperatures. Little play fake. Jab to the left, now breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle, just will not give up, will not go down, loses the hat and takes it in for the touchdown. Wow. Absolutely determined to not be denied. I'm guessing these are brothers, and hat gone, touchdown made. That is the front lawn in America.
All right.
A guy playing darts.
Okay. All right, here we go.
This man has the characteristics of some sort of witch and can throw darts at some crazy angle. All right, let's roll it. First throw. Very close to a bullseye. Little short, little long with that one. And now he's got it. A bullseye. It's happened. Tom Martin has stunned himself and the world. Go crazy, folks.
Go crazy.
Go crazy.
I have really come around on him. Yeah. And I think, being from this area,
we just sort of feel like every announcer hates our city, and he
does
not.
It's a reflex.
Yeah.
I do like him. He's a smart guy. He's a charismatic guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you're right. It's the normal instinct to think that everybody from out of state hates our guys.
Yeah, I've tried to watch him when he's not calling, you know, Philly sports, and he does. He'll call it as he sees it, no matter who he's talking
about. So
he's just not a homer. I mean, we're so lucky in this town to have announcers like Jim Jackson who do a great job but are clearly biased for the Flyers or the Phils.
Yeah.
You know, and Joe Buck is just neutral. And, yeah, people love beating up on the guy, but he's just, in my opinion, he's just really even-keeled.
We just happened to prefer blind adoration.
Marissa?
I still don't like him that much, but if you guys watch the show Brockmire, he's really good on that show. It's Hank Azaria as, like, a washed-up sports announcer. I'm only on season 3. I think I just saw an ad that shows that something happens this season. But anyway, Joe Buck is really good.
Okay.
There's during a sporting event, professional sporting event, you know, there's a pendulum that swings, right? And,
yes.
And the announcer will swing with that pendulum. So if a team is doing better than another team, then it sounds more like they're favoring that team. You hear it with Chris Collinsworth all the time.
Who's also great.
And he really, I mean, he knows the game of football, and he studies and works really, really hard, you know, to call a game. He gets one game per week. So does Joe Buck. And Joe and Troy Aikman, they're like of all, because they announce for Fox, that's the A team. That is the number one, you know, announcing squad that they have.
It's funny, Case, and it is overlooked as a skill set. And I am a huge fan of Dennis Miller. I love Dennis Miller to death. But do you remember the failed
attempt? Bad idea.
He adores the sport, but you just have to have that special something.
Yep.
A lot of people hate Joe Buck, as we're seeing in our text messages.
Yeah. I mean, you can't even talk about him without getting hate, but but those people are wrong. Do we have Joe Buck calling the marble race?
No.
Okay, what?
We'll see if we can dig that up. We'll see if Connor maybe can find that. But we're gonna try this.
Yes,
instead. We're gonna give it a shot. Why not?
Oh my God, Preston! They've postponed the actual Olympics to next year. Not only did we do a make good on March Madness,
yes,
the Olympics.
I mean,
for Christ's sake,
we are helping the world.
Yes,
with this particular endeavor as we speak.
And all right, we didn't talk
falafel.
About it. Falafel. Everybody, falafel to everybody. Everybody listening. No. So whoever we go to on the line, if you have a spouse or anybody like that that has another phone that wants to videotape what you're going through right now and perhaps share that video with us.
Yeah,
because we're only
cool.
hearing it, but like maybe.
True.
I would
admonish them not to do anything cheating. The audio has to be from one phone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, but he's saying just record it
FaceTime?
Later on.
Not FaceTime it.
Just send it to us.
Oh, just send it to us.
Yeah, email it to us later on so we have that. All right, well, let's take this out for a dance.
Oh, boy.
Our first caller in was Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
Yo, bud, we are trying to keep ourselves entertained as we are getting your help, and we appreciate that. Chris, where are you calling from?
Sure, I'm from Brookhaven.
All right, what kind of, do you live in an apartment or a house, or what do you have there?
No, but I live in my own home, single home.
Outstanding. Right. Okay. Well, we're going to have you be running around your house in just a moment here. And we're going to have you go up against listener William, who's on our line, second line. I'll tell you what. Let me hang on just a second. I'm going to get William on, say hi to him real quick. And we'll come back to you. Hey, William, are you there?
Good morning, sir.
William, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my apartment in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
All right, he's got an apartment.
An apartment. How many bedrooms?
It's one bedroom.
Now here's the deal. You'd say, okay, obviously the odds are in William's favor. However, he may have things.
He may not have things.
He may not have what we're looking for.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm betting a lot of this stuff on here he won't have, but we'll find out.
We'll find out. Do you have a dirigible?
No, all right, William, hang on the line. We'll get your information. So we're not getting your information. I'm just used to saying that. Let's go to Chris first. All right, Chris, so this is the way this is going to work out. You're going to go around your home. We're going to put 2 minutes on the clock. I'm going to tell you an item and the sound you need to get from it. Sometimes I'll just say, hey, do you have this? And you go get it and you make a noise with it. Now, by making a noise with it, I don't mean you bang your phone against it or something like that. You got to make the noise that it is intended to make, and I will instruct you of that. Every one of these that we hear and you do successfully, we'll give you a point. The most points, we're going to do 2 minutes. We'll tally up your points, and then we'll go to William. We'll have him go, and whoever has the most points is going to be our winner. So that's it's
perfect. All right. Looking forward to it.
Can Nick keep score from his office?
I don't know. Nick, can you keep score?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, please do that. All right, so let's try it. Never been, well, it hasn't been done in ages. Hasn't been done in,
For quite a long time. Years, maybe. But the tech is different. The environment is different. But you know what? The spirit of competition remains the same.
Yep.
Why am I so nervous right now?
Because. You know what? Because you're on the world stage right now. You never thought you would be in the Olympics.
All right. Casey will play some music when we get started. Casey, you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. And the 2 minutes starts right now. Here we go, Chris. All right, Chris, do you have a microwave oven?
I do.
All right. Go to it. Set it for like 5 seconds, and then we need to hear the beeping noise when it wraps.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Boom.
There it is. All right, that's all right. Next, do you have Netflix on your television?
I do.
Okay, go to it. Sign on, and let's hear the Netflix sting, that boom noise that it makes.
Oh, God. My TV takes so much. I should have had a TV on. Hang on. I got to hit.
You can do it, buddy.
Netflix.
Oh, he's got the X1 remote. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it. Oh, it's doing it. All right, pass. Give me another one.
All right, pass. Okay. Here we go. Go to your, do you have a doorbell?
I don't.
Oh, okay. You don't have a doorbell. Okay. Do you have a car parked nearby?
Yes, I do.
Go out and honk the horn.
Ah.
Oh, nope. That's not time up. That's 1 minute.
No, keep going. Keep going.
Keep going.
That's my car.
Wait.
Social distance.
There it is. All right. Wow, go back inside the house. You have a garbage disposal.
I do not.
Okay, that's okay. Do you have an ice dispenser?
I do.
Okay, go grab a cup and let's hear the ice fall into the cup.
Crusher cube.
your fault.
Cubed. Either one.
All right, I got it. It's already in.
There it is. I hear the ice. That's it. Yep. All right, do you have a dog?
No.
All right. Do you have a blender?
No. No.
Okay. Do you have a bathtub?
I do.
Go to the bathtub. Turn on the water. Splash in the water.
Do I have to stand in it too?
No.
All right. It's on.
Let's hear the water.
I got it. Yes.
Splash. There it is. I heard it. All right. Next, do you have any music? Oh, time's up. Time's up.
You did a great job.
That was excellent, actually.
We couldn't get the Netflix because you were in it. I got it. Preston, you asked if you had a dog. He forgot the follow-up question is, can you make your cat bark?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Nick, how many points did we get from Chris?
Chris
got 4 points.
4 points.
Four points is definitely good. Don't worry about it.
In the run for the gold, right. Chris. Hang on the line. We'll come back in just a moment, okay?
I appreciate you guys.
No problem. We're going to check in with William, so he's got to beat 4 points in 2 minutes. It's harder than it sounds.
It is, and you know, I'm running a whole bunch of sound effects over here, and like I am like multitasking. I was also able to capture an image of Kathy's cat's butthole.
Oh, really?
While we were doing all that sort of stuff.
That's great.
I saw a butthole on the screen, and I screen captured it, so... You're welcome, America.
All right. I guess we'll be sharing that later on, right?
Yes, we will.
Okay. All right. We're gonna try this out. So, William, you heard how that worked, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, you live in an apartment, so that's. I think you're going to be a little bit limited with some of the noises you can make, but we'll find out. And if you can indeed beat four, then you will be our winner.
William, just so that you know, Chris is already being called the Michael Phelps of this event. You've got a lot to live up to, but I think you can do it.
All right. You ready to try it?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Casey?
Yes. All right.
All right. Get yourself ready. Time starts in 3, 2, 1, go. All right. William, do you have any musical instruments in the house?
Yes.
All right. Go get the musical instrument. Play it.
Okay.
Play anything you can on it so we can hear it. That's correct. That's 1 point. All right. Wow. Do you have a car nearby?
Yes.
All right. Turn on the alarm. Hit the panic button on your remote for the car.
Okay.
All right. Neighbors are going to love this. Yeah. It's an apartment complex. Let's hope he knows how to turn it back off. I sometimes can't turn it back off.
Why can you never figure that out?
I don't know. Either.
Let us know when you're going to do it.
There it is.
Got it.
I heard it. You can turn it back off. That's the point. Do you have a power drill or power screwdriver or anything like that?
No, I do not.
All right. You probably don't have a leaf blower.
No, I do not.
How about a vacuum cleaner?
Yes.
Plug it in and turn it on.
Okay.
He's good. He's real good. He's the best.
All right, 1 minute.
All right. Nail biter.
Anywhere near it?
Yeah. Just about there.
Let's hear it. There it is. All right, that's the point, William. All right, good. All right, William, go to the bathroom. Flush the toilet. That's the easiest one we can give you. Go flush the toilet. Was that it?
Yeah, I hear it.
All right, I got it. All right, do you have a an Alexa, an Amazon Alexa?
No, I do not.
Okay, do you have a smoke alarm?
Yes.
Hit the test button on the smoke alarm.
Probably got to get a ladder.
How much time, Case?
About 10 seconds.
About 10 seconds.
Come on, man.
You can do this.
Oh! Nick, how many points?
Wow, guys, we have a tie.
A tie!
All right, we got to conference them and get them to...
Well, I think what they do now, Preston, is they switch homes.
Is that what it is? Yeah, yes, yeah. it's like wife swap.
Right.
No, you guys both get prizes.
Yeah!
William, would you like a case of beer, or would you like the movie 1917 on Blu-ray?
1917.
All right, hang on the line. We'll get your information, and then let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, you won! You want a case of Sly Fox Pikeland pills, or would you like a Blu-ray of 1917?
Send it all.
Shut up.
He wants it all, man.
No, I actually do want the copy 1917.
All right, we'll take it. We're going to leave it in the field. Hang on the line. You'll get your information. By the way.
You guys are the best. You guys rock.
Thank you. And everybody loved Crusher Cubed, by the way. Everybody on the text messages thought that was just awesome.
Yeah, that's how you compete.
All right, so don't forget 1917 on Blu-ray. Golden Globe winner for Best Motion Picture. 1917 is a must-own visually striking spectacle with inspiring heroes. It is distinctly perceived from classic war movies and transcends this categorization. With more scale, action, and suspense, own 1917 today.
They should just rave off that stuff and let us tell you that it's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
And also Sly Fox, I got to thank them. Pikeland Pils, classic Pilsner brew with German and Czech hops for a crisp, dry beer that pairs well with any springtime get-together. You can pick up a pint of or a case of Pikeland Pils.
What was that? It was Kathy's cat.
Oh, it's Kathy's cat.
I have to get him out of here. You know, he's in my face.
It's adorable.
And also, don't forget, brand new Sly Fox Tap Room at the Grove in Malvern. So, should we do one more run of that?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. We just witnessed competition at its finest.
Yeah.
And they tied. I mean, that was a mate. When do you see a tie in the Olympics?
Yeah, never. Never, never. All right, we're going to go to Vince next. Hey, Vince, how you doing, bud?
Hey, what's up, Preston?
Hey, bud. So we're doing the lockdown Olympics. What kind of a domicile? Where do you live?
I have a one-bedroom apartment in Philadelphia.
All right. A one-bedroom apartment.
So get out your leaf blower.
In Philadelphia. All right. So we're going to you heard how the game goes. You think you can execute this?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Sure,
I'll give it a shot. All right. Hang on the line. You're going to be going up against Ed. Hey, Ed.
Hey.
Hey, where are you from, buddy?
Harrisburg.
Are you calling from Harrisburg?
Oh, wow. All right. Wow. We appreciate it, man. Yeah, Thank you. Is the sun up yet over there?
what type of place do you live in? A house or an apartment or what?
Small single-family home.
Small single-family home.
So they're on an even keel.
All right. Well, hang on the line, Ed, because you're going to go second, okay?
Okay.
All right, Case. Let's get ourselves set. We are going to go to Vince. Vince is going to be first.
It occurs to me, Preston, the first one, we didn't do any drug testing. Would you like to do it now?
Oh, man. I didn't even think about that. No, I think we're too deep into
it. Yeah, it would be unfair to the first competitors.
Right. They could have been on something and we had no idea. All right. So, Vince, you ready to try this out?
All right, Press. Yeah.
All right. 2 minutes on the clock. We begin in 3, 2, 1, begin. All right, Vince. Go to the kitchen. Get some pots and pans. Bang them together.
Pots and pans.
Yep, pots and pans. I'm sure you have that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Make a lot of noise.
Oh, geez.
One of the easier ones. Is that, are those pots and pans?
That's it. Yeah, oh. I got one pot. I'm banging it up against the place.
All right. He's a bachelor.
All right, let's go next to, do you have any musical instruments in the house?
No, Pat.
Okay, how about, is someone else in the house or are you by yourself?
No, by myself.
All by yourself. Okay, do you have a garbage disposal?
I don't.
Okay, do you have a doorbell?
I don't. No. Okay.
Do you have a vibrator? No, you probably don't have a vibrator. Do you have a blender?
Oh, wait, that's only one minute. Keep going.
Do you have a blender?
Am I done?
Do you have a blender? No, keep going.
No, blender, no.
All right, do you have a dog?
No dog, no.
All right, are you inside somewhere?
Are you in an house?
Yes.
Say it.
Yes.
Go ahead. What do you think?
A toilet?
Yeah. All right. Let's go do the toilet. Go into the bathroom. Flush the toilet. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Let's go hear it. Hold the phone down in it when you flush it.
All right.
Did you just break into this house?
How big is of an apartment?
Is there water in that toilet?
We lost him.
How'd this guy get into the elevator?
He's not on the line anymore.
Oh, my God.
Case, we just lost him.
Okay. He didn't even have a phone.
I could. What's that, Kathy?
He actually put the phone in the toilet.
He dropped it in the toilet, maybe. Oh, my God. Yeah, we lost him.
Huh.
Maybe. Wow. Or either he just realized he was not qualified to play this
big game. Listen, he also has a more austere situation. That, you know, he didn't have, like, pots or whatever. Got it.
But he had one pot, Steve.
He was banging on a plastic container. Yeah. So he should have stuck with it unless he dropped his phone in the toilet and then best to give it up.
In the Olympics, we could do one of two things. We can either disqualify him and we have an automatic champion, or we can find an alternate for him.
So, I think we do that, right?
I think we can find an alternate.
And let's make sure they're in houses if we can, or both
in. I think maybe we're figuring this out, but I think maybe a home. You have to be in a home. Yeah.
That has a lot more of these items. It just makes it play better than I'm living in a tube.
Well, you wouldn't have somebody...
It makes it more of a competition.
Yeah. You wouldn't have somebody swim a 50-meter free against a 100-meter free.
No. It'd be insane. Yeah.
There's no competition.
3-meter springboard versus platform. You don't do that.
No.
All right, so we know we're going to go to Ed in Harrisburg, but let me get Ross on the line. Hey, Ross, are you there?
Yes, guys, I'm in a home.
Okay. Yay!
All right, where is your home?
It's in Levittown, Bucks Cove.
Bucks Cove, okay.
What section?
Upper Orchard.
Upper Orchard? Okay. All right. Kathy, what section did you grow up in?
Elderberry.
Okay.
All right. I'm surprised she still remembers that she's been away for so long.
Hang on the line, Ross. You will go second. Okay. Let me go back to Ed. All right. Ed, are you there?
Yeah. I was excited to get free beer from a drowned phone.
I know, dude. You would have won that, but he bailed on it. He should have stuck with it. But we in the interest of true competition, we got to try this again.
We do.
Okay, so you ready to give it a shot, Ed?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's... Hold on, Case. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, let's begin. And 3, 2, 1, go. All right, Ed, go ring your doorbell. We need to hear the doorbell ring. I'll turn the sound way up. There it is. Got it. That's one. All right, Ed, do you have a pet? Do you have a dog?
Yep.
All right, get your dog to bark.
He
did. All right, there you go. All right. Do you go get a vacuum cleaner and plug it in and turn it on? Ed's not messing around, man.
He's not surgical.
He's talking back to me. He's heading right over.
He knows his mission.
I got it.
All right, let's hear it.
The dog again.
Okay, it's the vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm. All right, next.
We didn't hear it.
I already did it.
Okay.
It just sounds like a dog.
All right. Let's see. Go to the... do you have a power drill?
Yep.
All right. Go get it, and let's hear that. Hold it nice and close to the phone when you turn it on.
Yep. We're taking video.
Okay. Good. We'll have proof.
Yeah. Because we really need that.
1 minute.
All right.
Let's hear it.
I already did it.
Can't hear it.
Do it again.
No, this guy's cheating.
There you go. Yep. I heard it.
There
he's
not.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Is someone else in the house with you?
Yep.
Have them sing the first line of the Star Spangled Banner. There you go.
Yeah,
all right, that's a good one. Nice, good point. All right, let's go to the ice dispenser on your phone, or on your, not on your phone, on your refrigerator. Get a cup and let's hear some ice.
In the freezer.
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right, dump some ice out. Let's hear it. Okay, there you go. That's another point. Do you have a garbage disposal?
No.
Okay, right. Do you have a car that you can go honk the horn?
Oh, that's really difficult. That's outside.
Go.
You can do it. You can do it. You're doing great. You're doing great.
See, it's the Olympics.
Feel the burn. Empty the tank. Leave it in the gym.
How much time we got, guys?
Five
seconds.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, was he at the buzzer?
I don't know.
Was that the horn?
Oh, I got the horn at the last second.
I'm going to give it to him. I heard it too.
We'll send you a video. I was trying hard.
I believe you. Let's go to Nick, who is our statistician. Nick, how did he do point-wise?
Wow, a new Olympics record, Preston. 7 points.
All right. I want you all at home to remember where you were.
Yeah.
When an Olympic record was broken.
Ed, hang on the line. We're going to get your information. Or we're not going to get your information yet. We'll find out if you win because you're going to go up against Ross. Now, Vince is back on the line.
All right.
Vince dropped his phone and it got disconnected.
All right.
So that's a technicality.
He only had two and there was like 5 seconds left.
Let's keep him on in case we can award maybe a consolation.
Oh, you're right. He did. There was only 5 seconds left. Point-wise, he wouldn't have been able to make it anyway. Yeah. So, Vince, sorry about that, buddy, but good try anyhow. We'll send you a set of pots and pans.
Yes, or another pan or pot for the one he currently has.
Not really, I'm joking. All right, here we go. Ross, tall order here. 7 points, man. You ready to give this a try?
Top number would be, but I'm going to do my best.
All right.
We know you will. We know you. We know the competitor you are.
All right, Ross is in a home. Let's see how he does. All right, Case, you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's begin in 3, 2, 1, go. All right, Ross, go to a smoke alarm and hit the test button so we can hear it, please.
All right.
You might have to stand on something or even, like, grab a broom handle or something like that.
That one needs to be checked. Pass on that.
You're going to pass. Yep. Okay. Do you have an Amazon Alexa?
I do.
All right, get Alexa to say something.
Alexa, say something.
All right, there you go. All right, do you have a lawnmower?
I do, but it's in the shed. Pass.
All right, you'll pass on that. All right, let's have you go set your car alarm on your panic button.
Okay.
All right. All right, there you go. Got it. All right, that's a point. Do you have a garbage disposal?
I do.
Finally, somebody has garbage disposal. Throw something in it and turn it on.
Okay, give me a second.
So it makes some noise. You know, ice is easy. It'll make a lot of noise.
A human hand?
Your phone?
Something out of the fridge. He's got it. Got it. All right, that's good. Go to your microwave. Okay. Let's hear the timer on the microwave go off. So set it for 1 second. There it is. All right. Let's see. Do you have a dog in the house?
I do. He's actually outside.
All right. Can you get him to bark?
Optimus, come here. Bark. Bark. Come here. Bark. Bark. Oh, come on. You're just doing it. I'll pass on that one.
All right. Let's go next to the doorbell. Let's see you ring your doorbell.
I'll get the dog to bark.
I heard it. There you go. Do you have a drill?
Yes, I do.
All right. Go fire it up. How much time is left, Case?
15.
He can do it.
I heard it. That's it. All right. Also, do you have a blender?
Yes, I do.
All right. Plug it in. Let's hear it.
5.
Oh, he got the blender.
Oh, my God.
And the time's up.
Is that? What, wow. Am I? I
don't know. I wasn't keeping count. Let's go to our umpire here, our official statistician, Nick. How did he do?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have another tie.
Oh my God! Talk about the level of competition.
Wow.
You know what? People may be so sated by this Olympics, they won't care about the new 2021 Olympics.
Oh my God. And by the way, if you have any ideas of other sounds that we can do around the house, let us know, because that's all Casey and I could come up with. And I'm sure there's some other ones that we can add to the
list. You want to leave it an even playing field, and I think you hit a lot of the main ones. You can't get too exotic.
Yeah. But Ross, you have tied with Ed. That means you get to choose. Do you want a case of Sly Fox Pikeland pills, or would you like 1917 on Blu-ray?
I've heard good things about 1917, so I'll take that.
You got it. Right. Congratulations, Ross. Hang on the line. We'll get that info, and then let's go over to Ed. Ed, you're a winner, man. Congrats.
Thanks.
All right, what would you like? Do you want, thanks, I think. Do you want the beer or do you want 1917 on Blu-ray?
I'll take the beer.
You'll take the beer. All right. Congratulations, Ed. Send us that video, too. We definitely want to see that. All right. That's a... Hey! It worked!
Hey!
We got him moving around. We got some stuff. We got some little sporting activity, a little competition.
Yeah. Did you guys happen to see the video that Lolo Jones posted yesterday? She's an Olympian.
Right.
When she found out that the Olympics had been postponed.
No.
Oh, it's so funny. She has a bowl on her kitchen table, and she, you know, is dumping something into the bowl, and it's just candy. Because, you know,
she had been
working so hard
sure.
and, you know, eating properly and all that stuff. So she just ended up dumping, I don't even know, like 5-10 pounds of candy in her bowl. It was funny.
Yep. Nice. All right. Well, listen, our winners get 1917 on Blu-ray. The President Steve Show essay. It's a great movie. Own 1917.
We do. It is. It's extraordinary.
A ridiculous amount of information there. And then also we are going to set you up with the Sly Fox Pikeland Pills, classic Pilsner brewed with German and Czech hops. And don't forget, you can pick it up at Sly Fox Tap Room at the Grove in Malvern. That's also our secret text word prize. So if you want a chance to win that text word, secret to 39333. All right, we need to take a break because our buddy Adam Ferrara is going to be on in just a moment. So we'll do that and come back in just a moment. More Daily Rush Madness matchups as well. Stay put.
Preston and Steve.
All 93.3 WMMR.
All right, listen up, people.
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month, Vixen 77. Celebrating our area's best talent.
Bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community.
Hear and see more at WMMR.com. Keyword, Local Shots. Vixen 77, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers.
Find a band that rocks her world at Family.
93.3 WMMR.
Everything that rocks.
I'll tell you what, Case, we'll save the Daily Rush Madness lineup for a little bit later on in this interview since our guest is on the line. And since our guest is on the line, we'll just explain so he can hear as well. We're kind of thinned out a little bit here in the studio. Nick and Marissa and Kathy broadcasting from home. Me and Stephen Casey here in the studio. And we're happy that some friends are taking some time out to give us a call.
Absolutely.
And see what's going on in their world as we're all adjusting our schedules. But he does have an event planned tonight that you can be a part of. So we are very happy to have him on board. He comes through, stops to visit us every single time he's come through town. Last time was at the Camp Out for Hunger.
Yeah, great.
Please welcome Mr. Adam Ferrara.
Hey!
Joe, Adam, good morning.
How are you guys?
We're good, man. You?
I am good. Oh, to be back with you just throwing axes in a parking lot again. How much fun was that?
That's right. The last memory. Yeah, that was a world record Camp Out for Hunger, man. Thanks for being a part of it. It was huge. Sadly, I think, you know, with everything that's going on now, a lot of that's going to be used up quicker than they had planned. But it was something. It was one for the record books.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was always good seeing you guys. And I got to throw an axe and see Joe Girardi. That's something you can't do every day. I'd be happy to take a walk now.
So where are you now, Adam?
I'm in my garage in California.
All right.
I actually built this little studio. So tell me when you can hear me. So that's pretty cool. The cans and the string work, so I can do this now. So that's pretty good.
So you and is the neighborhood conducive to getting out? Because like in my neighborhood, so I'm technically in Philly proper, but it's a neighborhood, so I can get out and walk about. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can walk around. I took a walk last night, and you see families walking, and then on the other side of the street just looking at each other like, hi, how are you? Stay away. You know, so the families just move, like in little groups, they walk around, and you know, everyone's being nice now, but you know, and some people just don't even, some people are like, it's not real. I go, yeah, I think it is. I'm not gonna do anything bad. I will tell you one good thing that came out of this. I blame myself for everything. I really think you should have saw that coming. There's no way I can blame myself for this.
You're letting yourself off the hook on the coronavirus.
Yeah, but don't think my ego didn't try. Last night I'm in bed, and you know that time right before you fall asleep, you review the day in your head, and I'm like, damn, I remember when I was on the road, and I was like, you know what, I just want to be home with my wife more. I want to get off the road. I meant series regular. I didn't mean global pandemic.
Right.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about what you. I mean, it's like, for example, like the beginning of the year, you make these resolutions. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. And everybody goes, "Hey, this is an opportunity." We talked to Kevin Smith and other people who are in lockdown. Tom Segura yesterday, and I'm gonna pick up this thing I always wanted to do. I'm gonna learn the banjo, and then as Casey was pointing out earlier, a lot of times you realize, you really don't want to.
I'm losing track. First of all, I'm walking around in my pajamas like Jimmy the Chin. Remember him? He was walking around trying to get a psych.
It was the mobster who always he tried to convince the legal system in New York that he was out of his mind, so he'd walk around in pajamas and or a robe.
Yeah. So that's me, and I'm losing track of days. Is that starting to happen to you guys?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're coming to work every day, but I make it a point, Adam, every morning to say, by the way, today is Wednesday. Because so many people don't know what freaking day it is.
I know. I put a little bit of a routine together so I can have, like, I get up, I'm the first one up in the house. So I make the coffee. While the coffee's making, I call my mom because she's in New York. So I spend the morning, while the coffee's making, I call and I just spend the morning with my mom to make sure she's okay. And basically, I just say, hi, Ma, and that's the end of my participation in the conversation.
Right. Has your mom soaked all this in? Is she watching every bit of it on the news? Some people are kind of being obsessive about the information.
I'm kind of proud of my mother. Like, she'll look a little bit, but then I got her to think so she can watch The Outlander. Apparently, she likes some Scottish guy. I don't know.
Wow. So she's like, this is a crush of hers?
I think so, because she says, it's called Outlander, but my mother goes, I like the Outlander. I like the other guy, and Hallmark, he has a beautiful body. I'm like, Ma, I got to go.
You don't want to hear Mom doing that. No. Where is she? Is she on the island? Is she on Long Island?
Yeah, she's out on Long Island. She's out east on Long Island. Well, my dad passed away. She was going to retire. I said, Ma, why don't you go to Florida? She's like, I'm not old. I said, okay, where are you going to go? She's like, Mount Sinai. Ma, that's Old Testament.
Now, well, at least she's got some space out there. Is she adhering to how old is she, if I may ask, Adam?
She's 70. We'll say 70 something.
Okay, 70 something. All right. You want to check in on her, and obviously
she's out of the 50. The 55 and over with the guard, and the guard's still there, and the guard. Boy, the guard's older than she is. The guard's a 92-year-old guy in a bow tie.
So her guard is older than she is.
Yes.
Dramatically older.
Redenbacher.
That's not good. I wouldn't feel particularly secure about that.
No, everyone there, they just allow. They, you can't go visit anyway. They allow, like, deliveries and stuff.
No.
So I just call every morning.
Again, and the rule of thumb is, we're in this now, and then we'll get over it. Try to keep that the spike from occurring, and then, hopefully return to a more normal existence. I believe that's going to be the case. Everyone does. But that said, so you have your TV shows. And so obviously everything is ground to a halt. What's the status of everything as far as you know?
So everything's ground to a halt, but I'm still producing stuff. I'll be on Helium tonight. We're doing a thing to help the people that work at the club. So you come by, a couple of bucks. I'm going to be tonight, 8 o'clock, helium.com. I'm not quite sure what they're charging, but it's a couple of bucks. If you have it, come on in, 45 minutes. We can talk to each other for tonight, and we can raise money for the people that are out of work at the club. Also, me and the guys from Top Gear, if you go on YouTube and you put in Speedy, Beardy, and the Mole, it's me, Tanner Faust, Rutledge Wood, and we do watch-alongs with episodes of Top Gear.
That's great. So when you're talking about, you're talking about going on like an app to join everybody, to join you for the Q&A for Helium?
No, you can just go to helium.com. You just go to their website. There should be a link up there with my mug. And we'll just talk for about 45 minutes tonight. And if you got a little money to give the people that work there that are out of work, that would be great.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not making a dime.
No, that's great. Honestly, anybody, especially comedians and people, entertainers, or just anyone who goes out, and we are all so affected by people in the service industry who help. Make our relaxing times more relaxing and better. Mm-hmm. And right now is a critically difficult time for them. So we encourage people with the takeout food. You can still do that, and breweries and stuff like that. Microbrews they have a service as well. So we encourage people to check out businesses in your area that provide food and stuff like that, and access them. So this is good that you're doing this.
Yeah, all we can do is like put out content. Like my podcast drops on Thursdays. The Edie Falco episode is up now. There's a Jay Leno episode, Kevin James, Adam Carolla. I got stunt driver Mike East, the stunt driver who taught me how to drive for Top Gear, is on this Thursday. So I'm just pumping out the content as much as I can.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, is that guy, the stunt driver who taught you to drive, did he do any driving for the John Wick movies?
I don't know if he did John Wick. I know he did Soprano. If they shot in New York, he probably did because he does a lot of the New York stuff. He did. He tells his story. Remember the show Blind Spot?
Yeah.
He did what's called a cannon, which is basically you're driving an SUV up a mountain. You push a button, which is essentially a bomb. I mean, in the old days, they used to shoot like 3 feet of telephone pole out the bottom of the car and just launch the thing over. So he did one of those, and he told me the story of doing that and sliding cars, and it's a lot of fun. And it's actually a real school. If you guys want to go to Englishtown, New Jersey, the track, civilians can go and just chase each other around in stunt cars.
Wow. Really cool. Well, yeah, there will be a time. Yeah, that might be something to do. That's cool.
That does sound awesome.
I remember we were going to do something. I was going to do some stunt for you guys.
And yes.
Somebody went, we don't trust you.
We trusted you. I mean, we're going to have you do something like a J-turn or something, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. There was a time about 20 years ago when we just did what we wanted to do without with a complete disregard for safety at all. And apparently you can't do that anymore.
No. And Adam,
are you kidding? There was a time 20 days ago we could walk hand in hand.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah. How reckless are youth 20 days ago?
Adam, we did as a skit, a stunt on the show. I drove a car into a pond live on the air. We didn't have lawyers. We didn't have anything. My main line of
your safety equipment
is and by the way, it was a Toyota Tercel with only a driver's seat in it. As I was driving and in midair, flying into this pond, I threw a rope out the window that was attached to
he's not
the
kidding.
Bumper so that we would be able
so we could pull the car back out.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you should have been dead. 30. Mm. We had one stunt where he was dressed as a cow on top of like a 1,500-pound bull.
Yep.
Yeah. And at the rodeo, and there we have footage of it. It blows right through the gate. Casey falls off pretty quickly, and I think the bull's back hooves. One of them is about a half a foot from your junk.
Yeah, so
one between his legs.
I landed. I think I landed on my stomach, and my legs were spread, and his back legs, both of them, landed in between my legs. I mean,
oh my god!
Yeah, it's a heavy, heavy bull. By the way,
I'm painting this picture in my head. You're dressed as a cow, and
yes.
You're sitting, and you're riding on a bull.
Yes.
Okay, so you're a top.
Yes, that's basically.
I'm definitely a top.
He's
not
basically a top. In the bovine world, he's a top.
Okay. By the way, we started this whole interview off basically saying, you know, do we even know what day it is? And mm-hmm. and apparently, I don't know what day it is because his Q&A is tomorrow. It's Thursday. The whole time, I was thinking that today was Thursday. So your Q&A, if you go to heliumcomedy.com, you can get tickets for your Zoom webinar Q&A, and that is going to be tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
All right, good that we correct. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
Adam, speaking of that and you know, video conferencing and stuff like that, because we're doing that right now. As we speak here in the studio, I can see Nick and Marissa and Kathy at their homes. We're doing this video conferencing. Has that been any fascination to you while we've been out of touch with groups of people? Have you done any of that stuff?
Oh yeah, I got a Zoom set up here. I had this. It was funny because all this came together right as this thing hit. So I have a Zoom set up, and I'm doing a video conferencing too. But I'm being more aware. Let's be honest. My wife is more aware of the background stuff. She's like, maybe we should move the bourbon. Okay, get out of the shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about stuff that inadvertently ends up in the background that people forget. They're so used to having in their homes, they realize they forget what the world can see once they hop on.
Yeah, but it's the new real, like talking on the screen. Like I actually did a podcast called Tales from the Abyss. My friend Chris Mancini has like it's like Twilight Zone, but it's a podcast, scripted podcast. So I did it with Janet Varney. She played my wife. It was a husband and wife team. I have a baby who turns into a vampire. So I think he got it from her side of the family. So we had to be So we did a conferencing, and it was pretty cool. So the fact that we can do that is all right. I'll take this until this thing is over.
Yeah, I did. I got together with some neighbors over the weekend. It was at first I was like, I don't know if I want to do this thing, and mm-hmm. ended up having a good time. It was nice.
Yeah, there's no way I can do this with my mom. I mean, she can't even send an attachment in an email. There's no way she's going to set up a Zoom account.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
It's like I'm on a show now called Why Women Kill. It's on CBS All Access.
Yes.
And
yeah.
What channel? That's an hour.
That's an hour right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, trying to explain CBS All Access. By the way, I finally did get it, and the show is great. Is that from, is it the producer, that Mark Cherry?
Yeah, the guy from Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives.
Very sweet, man.
Yeah. So you got all this. I mean, you know, we keep going back to the Top Gear stuff, and you're having mm-hmm. that deal with the Top Gear guys. So we saw that you had been out to the auto Barrett. What is it?
Barrett Jackson.
Barrett Jackson Car Auction, which is sprawling, correct?
Yeah, they're huge. We do there's 40 of them. There's Arizona. There's West Palm. There's Mohegan Sun Casino, and there's Vegas, and they're huge. And the Arizona one is just really, really big, and it's a lot of fun. And I host it with April Rose, and it's a lot of fun to do.
April Rose, really? Well, what's she like?
She's a sweetheart.
Is she? Yeah.
Couldn't be nicer. Yeah. Could not be nicer.
Yeah. I think she's from here. Is she not?
She's in Chicago now. I don't know if she was. I know she's from Chicago. I don't know if she was born in Philly.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she's a sweetheart.
So with the world and with the auto world. So let me ask you. And I don't think we've ever asked you this so far. And we always have to pick up some automobile questions. Are you liking the electric stuff, or are you still a holdout for the combustion engine?
I'll tell you what. Well, look. If I can get the rumble and a big camshaft with the lobe that spin around and knock your fillings out, I'm a happy little man. Instant torque, I'm a fan of too. I do, you know, the Tesla, the 190D we had on the show and we did it. And that thing is just shoots your eyes in the back of your head because it's just boom. We did an episode for electric cars, and they gave me this electric. We had electric dragsters, so they gave me the Chevy S10. And the guy takes these electric motors that run the floats for the Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans, puts it in there. And here's the thing about the electric car. There's no feel. You know, the accelerator is just on when you stand on it. So there's no feel. There's no, like, there's no feel for the car. So the guy said, because the accelerator is like a brick. So the guy said, look, you punch the gas, and what's going to happen is all the force goes through the frame, and it twists the frame. So you got to counter steer. You're going to end up into the wall. I'm like, good tip.
Yeah.
I'm on the line, I punch this thing, and it does. The frame actually twists. I countersteer. I get like a couple of centimeters from the wall. And you know you're in trouble when you see the stunt driver cover his eyes.
Yo.
That's when you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did something in low 11s, which is about 120 mile an hour and a quarter mile. And it was just, it's odd because all you hear, you don't hear a motor. You just hear crunching metal and me screaming.
So from your point of view, and we know, you know, like the dragsters are longer vehicle. You could actually see the frame start to bend as you start to accelerate.
No, I was in the Chevy S10. Tanner was in the dragster.
Oh, all right. Okay.
A little bit more. I was in an S10, but you could feel it. You could feel the car pull. It pulled to the right. And he explained to me, like, all that force was going through the frame and it twists. I don't know if it's just, I don't know if it's just, you know, for that car or they're just taking that force through any car will do that. But,
yeah, it's
wild. The one I had went to the right. So.
Hey, Adam, have you had to cancel any gigs or anything like that because of the lockdown?
Every one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so
no one said, oh, wait a minute, Adam's coming?
Listen, pandemic, schmandemic.
Well, I didn't know if you had, if you were currently on a stand-up tour right now or not.
Last year, I was in Chicago. I was at the Improv in Chicago, and they limited the amount of people coming in. So we still did a show. Like, I didn't cancel anything. I said, nah, we're here. Let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
So they canceled. At the time, the order was 250 people. So they let the first 250 in. They spread them out in the club. And I still did a show. And I did two on Saturday. And then I got on a plane Sunday to come home. And that's when they shut everything down. So, I wrote it till the end.
I think what's going to happen is as we return to normal, we're going to do it in an incremental way and probably start to do stuff like that. You take an occupancy level of a place and you set a limit at how many people can come in so you can at least keep the distancing going. And then hopefully, and I know for a fact, we'll get back to normal. And then you'll be back in the area and God will be in his heaven and all be right with the world.
Let's hope you're right, Mike.
Yeah, yes.
All right, well, Adam, we'll point people in the direction that Q&A. It's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, and you just go to heliumcomedy.com and look for Adam's face. Click on it right
there. Yes, click all over Adam's face.
Helping out the people that work there because you guys are one of my favorite stops. One more time, if I could just hit Speedy Beard in the Mole. If you're a Top Gear fan, you go to YouTube, and my podcast is the Adam Ford Podcast, 30 Minutes You Never Get Back.
Awesome. We love it. We love it.
Adam, give your mom our best, all right?
I will.
All right, take care. Adam Ferrari. Guys. Love having him on the program. That's awesome.
I bet you he's pretty, you know, he said he's handy with cars and stuff like that. I bet you that's his zen to go out and tinker with stuff.
Absolutely. Do you guys mind if I read a couple emails real quick?
No, by all means. Sure.
You need something, Case?
I'm going to do the end.
I'm going to do Daily Rush at the end. So I got this from Ellen Ganemy with the Empire Group. She said, in Berks County... face mask shortage. Empire Group of Reading donated 10,000, 2130 N95 respirator face masks to Reading Hospital, Tower Health in Reading, and 5,000 to 2130, or 5,000 of those to the Penn State Health St. Joseph in Reading. We're committed to doing our part of the health community during this time, and it'd be great if you could mention this on your show to help spur other companies to donate face masks or other personal protective equipment to hospitals.
That's awesome.
So we will pass that along, Ellen. So nice work, and thank you very much. This one says, hey, guys, I'm a nurse at the ICU. This is Julie is her name. ICU Jefferson Torsdale, Northeast Philly. My husband, Bob, works for HERS, which I know is the official chip of the Preston and Steve show. Both of us are considered essential during this time, and we're thankful to be working. Despite working in completely different fields, both of us are dealing with more stressful working conditions than usual. And I just want to thank everybody on the Preston and Steve show for giving us some comic relief during this pandemic. Listening to you guys puts a smile on our faces. As we go to and from the jobs. Also, recently, my husband's daughter, Alyssa, introduced us to watching some of your Daily Rush videos on YouTube, and we just saw the Wigapalooza episode. It was the hardest we've laughed in quite a while. It was a nice escape from stress and anxiety that we're facing now, so thank you for putting a smile on our faces. And they wanted to send a shout out to us.
That's so nice.
So that's from Julie and Bob Clothier. So thank you, guys, and we're happy that you're doing what you're doing. Here's another one. It says, hey, guys, my wife Marianne is a nurse at Chestnut Hill Hospital with a lot of great nurses and doctors. Can you give them the largest shout out you can? They're working so hard during this time, and they all need a little laughter in their lives, and you guys really help to keep our daily lives feel a little bit normal. Thank you. And that is from, it's from our buddy Greg Monahan here. So Marianne, his wife, okay.
Oh,
a nurse,
she's awesome. So yeah, Case, that warrants a full-blown Tom Jones.
Yeah, let's
get it for the medical workers. Hey, by the way, if you go to PrestonandSteve.com, before this whole pandemic really took over, you would be able to go there to find beef and beers and all sorts of charity events and stuff like that. And I want to ask Marissa, because we've been getting some emails from people who are really trying to go above and beyond to help those out. And are we parking those on PrestonandSteve.com as well? So if you need help out or if you want to help in any way, are there different outlets on our website?
Yeah, we can start putting them in the community section. We've also been putting some blogs up. We got a great email from a gentleman yesterday who runs a construction company. They are obviously out of work right now, but he decided to take some of his money and bring it to a local restaurant. So
that's
the restaurant
great.
Buy dinners for families in need. So he just wanted to pay it forward that way and was hoping that other companies that maybe have the means are able to do the same thing.
Cool. I saw a thing about, and Nick, just 1 second about that, and a company, I think it's a local company, Preston, they've taken some of the excess production materials that they've had and they've started to make these easy, these desks, school desks for home. So that, you know, the kids aren't, you know, like sprawled on the floor or whatever. So they have sort of this stuff that they're donating. Just decided to take the capability that they already had and repurpose it just for the interim while people are in lockdown. It was nice. So cool.
Excellent. Nick?
I was just going to say, talking about paying it forward. I don't know if you guys saw the latest update, but Rob and Caitlin McElhenney's relief effort for Phil Abundance passed the $100,000 mark. It was up to $103,000 as of last night.
Excellent.
And 50,000 plus of that is coming directly from Rob and Caitlin. And then the majority of the rest of those donations were small donations from people, you know, around the country, around the world. And it's just really cool and really commendable about what they're able to do. And so they're leading by example, but I just wanted to highlight that.
And on our website, there is a link to, you'll see it. It sort of looks like a marquee about supporting local businesses with the purchase of gift cards, with the purchasing of takeout food. And I know, Preston, you were jonesing for some the other day, and I did as well. So if you can do that and help these businesses as sort of a bridge to when we get out of this, that'd be a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. I wanted to bring up something real quick, and it's perfect that this text came, and it's at the top here, you know, so to make things feel a little bit more normal with Kathy being on location when she gives the traffic report. It says they said we should play a helicopter sound effect and say we go to Kathy in the traffic copter.
Yeah.
We have a helicopter story, actually, because Nick and Kathy both noticed a helicopter that was hovering in the area very, very low. Nick, you were saying like 50, 60 feet off the ground.
Yeah, so I was FaceTiming with my son yesterday, and he lives about 10 minutes away. I live in the Villanova area, and so does Ben. And so when I was FaceTiming with him, he said, did you hear the helicopter? Because our houses are close enough together that he thought maybe I could hear it from where I was. And I said, no. So he sent me a couple pictures from his house. And then during the course of our conversation, and this was at about 11:30. It was after the show yesterday morning, 11:30 noon, maybe something like that. During the course of our conversation, the helicopter ended up near my house. And so I went outside, and yeah, it was 50, 60 feet above the ground. I live near the high speed line that goes from King of Prussia all the way down to Upper Darby to the 69th Street Terminal. And so it was hovering above those lines and above power lines. And Kathy had a guess as to what it might be, but I never quite figured it out.
And right now with streets being a little bit more bare and, you know, when you see something like that, you're like, okay, what's going on now, right? But Kathy, you had gotten initially thought maybe it was a police helicopter, but it turns out it was something else, right?
Yeah, so actually what I saw, Nick, I think was different than what you saw, because mine was at about 2:30 in the afternoon, and it definitely was not at like, it was low, like it was hovering and it was low, but it was not as low as yours. I think maybe what we saw were two different helicopters, but in the picture that you took, you can see the tail number. So you can actually just Google the tail number and find out where that helicopter's from.
Imagine that the helicopter is so low you can see the tail number.
Yeah. So, Kat, but you found out what the one around you was, right?
No, not the one around me. I think the one that Nick took a picture of. It's actually it's a company that does inspections on power lines. And so that's why it was flying so low. And even in Nick's picture, you can see the power lines in the photo.
So I conjecture that yesterday was National Cheesesteak Day and that they were simply making deliveries.
Oh.
But
mm-hmm.
I guess that was wrong.
I mean, I'm not a paranoid person by nature, but yesterday looking outside, it felt like the last scene in Goodfellas where the helicopter's around Ray Liotta, and it was so low, and it wasn't moving anywhere. So Steve, if it was either A, dropping off cheesesteaks, or B, inspecting power lines, it'd be close enough to the ground to be able to do that.
Do you know they actually, and I've seen video footage of this, I forgot, somebody was, they took them up and did the work, they actually do maintenance work on those power lines from the helicopter.
It's for crazy. Safety purposes, because they you can't, basically, it's a case of completing a circuit, and they do it in that way so that
they're not grounded.
Yeah.
So they don't ground and the electricity doesn't end up. Yeah. So they can work on those active power lines from a helicopter.
Look on YouTube. It'll
pretty
blow
wild.
It'll scare the F out of you and it'll blow your mind.
Helicopters scare me still.
Do they really?
Yeah, I think, I only do? Oh, no, I did two rides with you guys. And both times when I was finished, I was like, that's it. Cool, but I don't ever need to go up in a helicopter again.
I love them.
I do as well, especially when I'm working on high power tension lines.
Right,
they're a must for me. But one of the greatest experiences of my life was the helicopter ride through Grand Canyon.
Didn't you work on power lines in Wichita?
I was always by myself.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I needed it more than wanted it, and I wanted all time.
Nick, you know what scares me about it is it's like just one slight move and like. The helicopter, you know, can go in a completely different direction. Like, it seems
The same can be said for a lot.
So sensitive with every, and there's like 15 different controls in there. Like they're using their feet, they're using their hands. They're like, I don't know. I think just everything is scares me.
Yeah,
I'm being naive, but it kind of feels like a cool roller coaster ride. And I've been in a few, and one of the odd sensations is that when you go on a plane ride, you're traveling somewhere in a jet. Obviously, there's a taxiing and a takeoff portion, and they go down the runway. With a helicopter, they just go up in the air. There's no movement until it's time to go, and then you're up.
Have you all been in a? Have you all done a blimp ride?
Yes, I did. No. I did one time.
I did one in Vegas.
Yeah,
and it is cool.
It's interesting.
So whereas the helicopter, I would describe as a sensation of being lifted up. And Nick, you talk about the taxiing and the going down the runway. You have that feeling of momentum. The balloon is just the blimp is a completely other like.
Oh yeah, and the hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon.
And I were in that.
Oh, holy cow!
Scared the hell out of me for the first 15 minutes, and then it was awesome.
Like 5 feet to 1,000
immediately.
Yeah.
It goes a lot faster than you think. So if you saw them out and around and flying low like that, that's what that was. So they were just working on. Oh,
lineman for the county, and I drive the main road.
Is this the beginning?
Searching sun for another overload. I hear you clinging in the wire.
Wait 1 second, I gotta fix this line.
Just right. 2 seconds, I'll have it.
Alright, I've been hit. Oh. Still on the line. Except now being cooked.
Mm-hmm. I've been handed this note. It's very cryptic. It just says, this was from Chuck. He came in. He said, say hi to Kyle, Ryan, and Brian on a top secret mission listening to Preston and Steve.
All right.
Mm. So I don't know what that's all about, but Kyle, Ryan, and Brian on a secret mission listening to Preston and Steve, and we're saying hi to you. That's what the note says to say. So I did it. All right, we need to get another matchup.
It's time for Preston and Steve's Daily Rush Madness.
And we have two more matchups to highlight today. And you can vote for all these now. You can see them. The voting is enabled. We're just highlighting them through the course of the morning. The next two fighting each other will be Ronald Reagan's porn intro.
I forget this one.
Versus Preston Learns French. So the Ronald Reagan's porn intro, Steve, was at the beginning of old porn video cassettes.
Now I remember.
There would be a little intro about how it's First Amendment rights and freedom of speech.
Yeah, and the
flag was shown. And so it ended up with this. Here we go.
Do you guys remember back in the day they used to run the Star Spangled Banner before the movie started?
Yeah, it was a free speech thing.
Yeah.
Your rights to blah blah blah. And it was there. I remember that, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I remember one that...
Hello, I'm Ronald Reagan.
Exactly.
I hope you enjoy this African-American sex video. Never forget, it's your right to enjoy other cultures and how they get it on.
It was the 1980s, and so, you know...
Oh, my God.
I watched that one over and over. This is in the Chart region, by the way. So Ronald Reagan's porn intro versus Preston Learns French. Now, this I don't remember.
No.
Let's get a little clip of that. Here we go. Do you think if I had Sebastian Latou's accent that I would be irresistible to women?
I think so. You'd be irresistible to men as well.
I love that accent.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah. Why don't you call him up at night?
Instead of saying this, this.
Yeah, Sebastian, it's Press. Cease.
What is Preston? Are you calling?
Want to hear you say this.
So those two videos are facing off head to head, and it's your decision to make which one you like better, Ronald Reagan's porn intro or Preston Learns French. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, watch the videos. Place the vote. Tomorrow we'll find out who wins. With that, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. We got a bizarre file on the way. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked. Dirty Honey. Ozzy Osbourne.
The Black Keys.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Quick question, which with what was, we talked about this earlier with the streets being, you know, as vacant as they've been in quite a long time.
Yeah.
Is there the possibility of doing, you know, road work was absolutely essential, but that, you know, you can't gain access to during a normal scenario?
Then you get groups of people together working together.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part about it. So, but
well,
I know
now's the time to try those robots.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. The construction robots.
It worked for the X-Men.
It did. all right, we need to do, Case, I need you to get that traffic bed out of there, and then we're going to do the Bizarre File. Here we go.
Now, WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, just a couple of stories here, and then we got to move along. An amputee has praised his wife after she made a prosthetic leg for him from items that she found in their shed.
That's awesome.
Steve Walton was told that he would have to wait months for an NHS appointment. This is in the UK, in the wake of the coronavirus, and his wife, Achari.
Okay.
Decided that he could not wait and made a leg out of a bucket, fiberglass, resin, and wood. He said it kept falling off, but a second attempt with a moon boot and wood was a success.
I'd like to see a moon boot.
And Mr. Walton can now walk. Mr. Watson said, my wife is very practical. She can turn her hand to anything.
It wasn't nothing. I just put a bucket there.
At first, when I saw her rummaging around the shed, I thought she was going to do the garden. The next thing, she had one of our son's seaside buckets and an old piece of wood, and it was more akin to something Long John Silver would wear.
Yeah, go on. I cobbled together his pacemaker.
He had apparently suffered a badly broken leg when he had a fall in 2018. After a series of operations, he had to have it amputated, the lower portion of it. He was due to be assessed for a prosthetic limb last week, but the hospital appointment was canceled because of the restrictions, so she made him
pretty amazing.
A prosthetic leg at home.
Your wife and her should get together.
Totally. Virginia's Purcellville Police Department have notified the public of an incident that happened last week. The issue is a group of teens appearing to film themselves coughing on produce at a grocery store. And the employees there immediately threw out hundreds of dollars worth of produce and notified police. The teens admitted to getting close to patrons and coughing into their own sleeves while filming on their phones. Police also reviewed security camera footage and found there was no criminal intent and that no actual customers or produce were spit or coughed on directly.
Did you see that one of the first ice cream lickers, remember that thing that was going on?
Yep.
One of those guys is saying that they have the coronavirus.
Now, whether
that's true or not, but he issued a video saying that he got it.
The Sacramento County Sheriff's Department said that they are investigating a paper towel robbery at a Winco Foods.
To steal it, or they used the paper towel to commit the robbery?
No, to steal it.
Okay.
Thank you. Involving a suspect who allegedly threatened employees. Now, there's an interesting twist to this. So deputies say they initially received calls regarding the incident about 1 o'clock. The sheriff's department said a suspect was reported as attempting to steal paper towels and threatened employees when confronted. Deputy said the caller...
I'll wipe the floor with you.
The caller also said the suspect had a gun. But the investigation found no gun was seen. Despite the deputy said the suspect was a male adult who left the scene in a Maserati.
In a Maserati?
A Maserati
and he's
dealer.
Stealing.
Trying to steal paper towels. Yes.
That's sending the wrong message.
Responding law enforcement briefly chased the suspect but soon lost sight of the vehicle. It is unclear if the suspect got away with any products or not. All right, and then one last story. A Guinness beer loving miniature pony in England was devastated after the coronavirus led to the cancellation of his boozy birthday party at a local pub.
You gotta goddamn be kidding me.
So he held an impromptu celebration outside. Around 100 people were scheduled to attend a village pub to mark the second birthday of the stout-loving Shetland pony. But the four-hoofed drinker, aptly named Patrick, as it was on St. Patrick's Day, as he was born on St. Patrick's Day, was kept away by his owners after the Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned against mass gatherings in pubs. Instead, Patrick held a small party for close family in a yard close to the Drum Inn, but was still able to enjoy several sips of his favorite drink.
Is that okay for a horse to drink?
I guess so, right? His owner,
or a pony?
Kirk Petrakis, said that it was disappointing for the crowds. He and Patrick, he said that he had to put safety first. He said, When they first said that we had to not, you know, had to
cancel the party,
cancel, well, to cancel gatherings. Yeah. I thought it was the best to be safe rather than go ahead with the birthday inside a large gathering. People were very disappointed, and so was Patrick, but they understood why.
Does the pony have a Zoom account?
Oh, you know what? They probably didn't even consider that. He said we had to pour a can into a plastic beaker for him, and it was just a small family gathering in the end. Petrakis said Patrick has become something of a celebrity since the story about his daily trips to the pub emerged. And there you go. That is what I have in the bizarre file.
I thought they were Twiggy the water skiing score.
Yeah, totally. Kathy, I need a number caller for our secret text word. What's it going to be?
Caller 4.
All right, call 415-263-WMMR. If you had texted the word secret and you know what the word is, then we need you to call in right now. We'll see if you can end up being our winner. When we return, we'll also have the lesson question, trash, music news. That stuff is coming up. Stay with us.
Listen to all the WMMR podcasts as well as a live stream on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa, open MMR.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
We need to get a winner for the secret text word. Kathy was looking for caller number 4. And we do have that person on the line. It is Jim, so I'm going to go to him. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Hey, Preston.
Yep.
Did you see Kathy's wet pussy yesterday?
I did. We actually saw it today on our... So we're FaceTiming, and our cat crawled across the... now, it wasn't wet today, but yesterday it was wet.
Got into the sink, apparently. Caused all sorts of havoc.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, so, I know. We can't say that.
Talking about our cat. What are you
I'm explaining
about?
What he's talking about. So,
anyway. Where's your mind going?
You've actually said worse on the show.
You pig.
Jim, let's make this quick. What's the word, please?
Pikeland.
Yeah. We are going to set you up, Jim.
Drink some beer.
We have a case of Pikeland Pilsner, or Pils, I should say, a classic Pilsner brewed with German and Czech hops for a crisp, dry beer that pairs well with any springtime get-together. Pick up a pint or case of Pikeland Pils at the brand-new Sly Fox Tap Room at the Grove in Malvern. And we also had a winner, a secret, a random texter, and that is Randy Ruth. From Harleysville.
Oh.
Well, I could just drop that case of beer off.
Just right up. Hang out. Hang out with the family. Lots of bear hugs.
At their address right here. I can just leave it on his front doorstep. So anyhow, we're going to set you up with the same thing, that case. So congratulations, my friend. All right. Today. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Before we do lesson question, we got to do the last one of these.
It's time for Preston and Steve's Daily Rush Madness.
All right, so we have one last matchup. It's in the Gadzooks region of our brackets. And the two videos that are facing are... wow, this one's very full. This one says, Toyotathon Babies, Nick Stroke, and the official representative of Delco versus Frozen Poles and Tongues. So let's find out what that was all about.
All right.
First video, this is triathlon... No, not triathlon. Toyotathon Babies, Nick Stroke... and the official representative, Delco. Here we go.
I wonder what percentage of people out there try to plan on having a baby on a certain day.
What about if your birthday falls during Lobster Week?
That's amazing.
Or Toyota.
Toyota's
always going on, you know.
Or the can-can sale.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, my God.
There's a can-can.
There's our sing-along for the day.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I almost did the can-can song yesterday.
Sometimes we just, it just boggles my mind how we end up where we end up.
All right, and then the video, that video is going up against frozen poles and tongues. Here we go. Well, an 11-year-old sandwich boy learned the hard way that... I assume it's a town named Sandwich.
God damn it. I was making lunch plans already. Because I've had a few sandwich boys. And that's my kind of meat.
An 11-year-old...
two Kaiser rolls.
Nine-year-old
boy.
Sandwich boy.
Yeah, you're talking my language.
Learn the hard way that yes, your tongue will get stuck. Your tongue will stick to a frozen metal pole.
Does.
Spencer Klein.
Yeah.
Pump the brakes, everybody.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so the videos are up for your viewing and voting. You can go to PrestonandSteve.com, and that's the last one I'm going to highlight for the day, and we'll find out who the winners are tomorrow. I have an update.
Oh!
A number of texts are coming in because we must have talked to Gary Lauer late in the show last time we spoke to him, 2 days ago.
Two days ago, yep.
And Gary sounded terrible.
He did.
Casey just called him.
Yeah.
And what was the story? I heard you talking to him. It sounds like he's going to go to the doctor.
Yeah, so he is, he feels the same. All right.
Okay.
So he's got a doctor that's not far from him, went down, was able to actually get in contact with the doctor. And so he's at home now, freshening up before he can go back to the doctor. But he is, within the next hour or two, we'll be checking in with somebody. And, you know, unfortunately, according to him, he does not have a thermostat at home, so we won't be able to check his temperature.
Oh, with a thermostat.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Okay, so it hasn't gotten worse, which is a good sign. But he obviously, whatever he has, he needs to have a doctor look at it, and that's good. So yeah. I'm glad.
Yes. Yeah. Good news is he's going to get checked out. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, he's sick. He's sick. Like,
that's all that matters.
Like, it doesn't matter what you're sick with.
Lucky you. You just have the regular flu.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so we're going to do today's lesson question, and we are going to give away a digital download of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. And the question I think I want to go with today is, what product might Casey be endorsing as a social influencer? Let's see if you remember. It was a specific product name, and it's legit. He got an offer.
Yeah.
And what product might that be? Casey's being asked to endorse as a social influencer. 215-263-WMMR. And while you're calling in, we will do this.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right. We got some stories for you. Let's find out what they are. Steve, what's going on this morning?
Yeah, Preston. Luka Jovic, a star soccer player for Real Madrid, is facing jail time for breaking quarantine to see his model girlfriend. Jovic is asking the Spanish government for compassion and consideration, saying that his, quote, girlfriend hath a very big boobies. Fashion icon Anna Wintour saying the 2020 Met Gala has not received a rescheduled date in light of the COVID-19 shutdown. Wintour says she doesn't want any one of the gala's attendees to get sick because it's their job to make us all sick.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And finally, Alex Rodriguez is offering online lessons during this whole thing to children aspiring to one day be professional baseball players. A-Rod says the first lesson will teach kids the ins and outs of purchasing anabolic steroids.
Yeah.
And that's Hollywood Trash.
All right, we will see if you know the answer to this question. So Casey was asked to be a social influencer. And what is the product? 215-263-WMMR. It's important that you were actually listening. Let me go to Eric. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
How's it going, man?
Good, Eric. So what product was Casey, what might he be endorsing on social as a social influencer?
Adidas.
Adidas?
They were mentioned, but it was what he was, there was a product that he was specifically.
All right, sorry, nope, that's incorrect. I don't remember Adidas ever coming up. But then again, I don't remember.
Mentioned his pants.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay, let's go to Scott. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, so what product was Casey asked to be a social influencer and endorse?
Skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it, yeah. It was it was Gen 7 jeans, which are skinny jeans. So, yeah, you got it right. Hang on, Scott. We'll get your information, and we are going to give you a digital download of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, the final film and the conclusion of the Skywalker saga, available now digitally in HD and 4K Ultra HD and via Movies Anywhere, available physically in UK, in I'm sorry, in 4K
Ultra HD, Blu-ray, and DVD on March 31st. Let's get to music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! All right, so it's brought to you this morning by the Pennsylvania Ear Institute of Salus University, offering quality care for your hearing and balance needs. Their expert audiologists will help you hear your best. For more information, visit salusuhealth.com/PEI. Jackson Brown tested positive for the coronavirus.
Wow.
Yeah, Brown spoke candidly with Rolling Stone and explained, as soon as I had a small cough and a temperature, I tested for COVID-19. My symptoms are really pretty mild, so I don't require any kind of medication and certainly not hospitalization or anything like that. Brown, who's 71 years old, by the way, believes that he contracted the coronavirus earlier this month, traveling between L.A. and Manhattan for the Love Rocks NYC benefit, which featured a number of people, Cyndi Lauper, Dave Matthews, Warren Haynes, and others. Brown explained, so many people that have it aren't going to be tested. They don't have the symptoms, but they might have it and might be able to pass it on.
That's the issue.
He said that's what younger readers need to understand. They don't need, or they need to take part in the global response to stop the spread. And that means not going anywhere, not getting into contact with anybody, not seeing anybody. He went on to say the prognosis for what to do once you test positive is pretty much the same as if you don't test positive. It's just stay put and stay self-quarantined. Don't expose anybody. Don't go anywhere. I quarantined immediately upon feeling sick. It was before the mandatory quarantine orders were issued, but you don't know if you have it or not. And I'm in the middle of trying to call everyone I know to discuss with them how they're feeling and whether or not they have symptoms. You have to assume you have it. You need to assume that you, in some way, could very easily pass it to someone else. Brown shared how he's been dealing with this quarantine. He said, I've been listening to music, watching some shows, spending a lot of time reading all these op-eds. There's a bunch of medical bulletins and stories in the New York Times.
He also said he's making monkey bread, Preston.
Ah.
Yeah.
Which is what Casey's doing.
Right. I'm going to do that, too. Yeah. You need to get a bundt cake pan, though.
Yeah.
Preston.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, you mentioned Dave Matthews. Did anybody happen to see Dave Matthews on Jimmy Kimmel last night? Jimmy's putting out stuff on YouTube, and Dave Matthews did a cover of Paul Simon's American tune, but he did it from the bathroom because the acoustics are really good in there.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was really well done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Pearl Jam has set up a hotline. The number is 585-20-PEARL or 585-207-3275, where fans can preview the band's upcoming album, Gigaton.
Gigaton.
Fans who call the number will hear the message saying, hello, you've reached the Pearl Jam Gigaton hotline. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to opt in to receive updates from the band and preview the new album before it's out March 27th.
This is Eddie Vedder. Has anyone seen Nick? I'm worried. During this whole thing, no one is confirming where Nick is.
The group's 11th studio effort and first since 2013 is coming out Friday. The band initially planned to preview the album with a special audiovisual experience at over 200 Dolby Atmos-equipped theaters around the world yesterday.
How was that?
Or, I'm sorry, today. It's today. But that's been canceled, of course. So the
ticket sales were light.
Yeah. But it's kind of fun that they set up that phone line.
I do like that, yeah.
Throwback, you know.
That's when you call, that's what you hear.
The 35th Annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony has been rescheduled. It is now going to take place November 7th at Cleveland's Public Hall. The festivities were originally scheduled to take place on May 2nd, and it's the first time in the history of the Hall of Fame that the ceremony has been rescheduled.
Maybe they'll serve turkey dinners because it's November.
This year's class of inductees includes Nine Inch Nails, Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, T-Rex, Whitney Houston, and Notorious B.I.G., Bruce Springsteen manager and producer John Landau and Eagles manager Irving Azoff will both receive the Ahmet Erdogan Award.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sylvester Stallone, and it's my extreme honor to induct The Cure.
Maybe they'll get him someday.
Many years ago, I made a movie called Cobra, where I said I was The Cure. But I was no way The Cure. The Cure is The Cure. I will admit that I wrote this on the way over here in a cab.
I'm sorry. Can we hear that again? You're not the cure?
I'm not the cure. The cure is the cure.
expecting a bigger lap.
Sly. Not really a great public speaker, but...
When was they... I like... to me, that's... one of the joys of the awards is someone who is or a group that's a big fan of another group getting up to you know espouse their love. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah,
like I think Genesis had Fish. Did they not?
Well, Fish did the music. I don't know if they yeah. inducted them, but I my favorite was Tom Morello.
Yeah,
that I thought was
for Kiss or yeah. no. He did the Clash, right?
No, he did.
Who's Tom Skiffington?
No, it's Tom.
Who did Dave Grohl do?
Rush.
He did Rush.
Yep.
So then Tom Morello awesome. Did Kiss.
Yeah, and Bono had done the speech for Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
And vice versa, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
Speaking of Bono, he has expanded his song Let Your Love Be Known into a full-blown collaboration, and he's done it with will.i.am, Jennifer Hudson, and Yoshiki. Did this last week. Bono had uploaded the new piano ballad for the people of Italy who are currently quarantined due to the coronavirus. Rolling Stone reported the tune is now called Sing for Life, with the accompanying video featuring the artists and singing.
What?
I looked at a word and for some reason I thought it said fig and I thought of figging. And could you imagine if Bono did a song about shoving about ginger up your butt?
You ever had ginger in anything, whether it be ginger ale or anything? You probably thought to yourself, oh, I'd never put that in my ass. Let me tell you something, you're wrong. This one goes out for the people of Italy.
Wow. Sticking some ginger in your arse.
Ginger in your ass, yeah. Sticking it right in there, pounding it in with the ball-peen hammer. To get that feeling, that excitement, that heat of the passion of creativity.
Anyway.
Figging.
Yeah, so will.i.am posted on his YouTube account. This song was created to bring joy.
Sucks.
The song was created to bring joy. In times like these, creative people must continue to collaborate. Whether you are a computer scientist, an engineer, a therapist, or a teacher, just because we are self-isolating or in quarantine doesn't mean that you are alone.
It is a sad-ass song.
It is a very sad song.
And he says it's supposed to bring joy?
No, and I thought the exact same thing, Casey. And there are two points here. When we first heard it, he had it with a different name, and he said, that's what we're calling it for now. You know, first, it was originally supposed to be called Figging. But, yeah, but I thought the exact same thing because he has done some really... you know, passionate, upbeat songs. And this is, I think, runs contrary to that.
I haven't listened to it. So...
No, we played a clip of it.
Well, yeah, of him playing the piano, right?
You put the fig...
your fig goes in.
You stick it all around. And you do the hokey pokey and you fall to the ground. Your ass is on fire and you're not feeling good. You try to smash your head with the nearest piece of wood.
That's pretty good, man.
Thank you.
Is it the one about empty Dublin?
Yeah, I think that's it.
The St. Paddy song?
That's right. No.
Well, it's called Let Your Love Be Known.
Monkey Bread. This one's called guys. Monkey Bread. The actual concept of turning monkeys into bread is what got us into this mess.
That's not what monkey bread is, Bono.
I know.
What?
Steve knows, but for the bit, I'll pretend I don't.
All right, so this
little tune made up here about an hour ago. I think it's called Let Your Love Be Known.
Yeah, okay. That's so it's really sad. I don't remember.
Well, it's a sad sounding song. It's not a
in this version, I thought so. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yes, there was no people here. Yes, I walked through the streets of Dublin, and no one was near.
'Cause they're all dead.
And I can't reach, but I can ring. You can't touch, but you can see.
It gets a little uplifting across there. It's just a ballad.
I want to hear the new version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, maybe at some point he goes, see,
Just kind of lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah. Do the under the throat thing, Leah.
Anyway, Will I Am posted on his YouTube account. I already did that part.
Do it again.
Well, no.
Anyway, Will I Am posted on his YouTube account.
He said, the beauty of international connectivity is that nobody is alone on the internet.
Nobody!
Use this time to be creative and collaborate remotely to solve problems. A healthy body also means a healthy mind.
He's right. Will I Am is right.
Yes, he is. Let's see. How about... Oh,
by the way, just a quick reference. Bono needs a better camera on his...
Yeah.
It's horrible. Right? Yeah, you're a multi-zillionaire. You can't afford a better camera.
I retweeted this video yesterday. It was a lot of fun. Peter Frampton posted a video to his social media platforms underscoring the importance of washing one's hands. The clip suggests that rather than sing happy birthday to try to get rid of your hands and germs, you should wash for the entirety of the 13-plus minute Frampton Comes Alive version of Do You Feel Like I Do.
Such a great song.
And but Steve, he's washing his hand. Did you see
it? It's great.
And eventually, Kathy, he just rubs him completely raw and he can't pick anything up. Or no, he goes over to pick up the remote and he realizes he needs to wash his hands again. And as he does, Freebird starts playing. So he posted, seriously, I know you've heard about how important it is to wash your hands right now, but it's really important that we keep doing it until we get rid of COVID-19. Be safe and well, and please stay home. But it's a lot of fun.
I listened to this song for about 2 to 3 hours straight. I ate mushrooms in college, and I sat in what we called the tomato chair. And I sat there for 2 hours and just listened to this song on repeat over and over and over again.
It's called Tomato Chair.
I could see how you could do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And it goes through so many levels.
Musical journey, yeah. All right, and then the last thing, wait, what is this, Case?
This is the Bono collab.
Oh, okay, I have one more story, but let's hear this. You wanted to hear
the
song now, so here we go. Will I Am.
Everybody talking about isolation.
That's Bono.
Everybody trying not to feel the fear. The times got me worried about my occupation. Damn. And I can't buy tissue for my tears.
Maybe I said the wrong thing.
No, you didn't, no, you didn't, no, you didn't, no.
Yes, I made you smile. Yes, you did, but everybody talk about social distancing. But we just wanna go in a crowd and just dance away the pain.
Away the pain.
But you can't touch.
The message and I like the melody. I don't really like the production on it.
Well, Bono again, the multi-zillionaire musicians part of it sounds bad.
Yeah.
But I think the refurb is much better.
He needs to get, you know, if he's recording it from home and then sending it out and they're doing it via online, he should have a better microphone or recording equipment.
I have the recommendation here. He needs to get our engineer, Rodney.
Yeah.
Because if anybody can fix anything like this, it's Rodney.
All right, one last thing, and I want to play some audio from this case. I know we have it. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day is busy making music in his bedroom and putting it online because they're not touring. It's postponed for now. And he released a cover of I Think We're Alone Now.
I like it.
Which he recorded while isolated. He wrote on Instagram, while we've been in quarantine, I've been reflecting on the things that matter the most in my life, family, friends, and, of course, music. I figured if we have to spend this time in isolation, at least we can be alone together. So here it is.
love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love it.
He's got a great voice.
Yes. Something about it just punches through the music. That's great. All right. Very cool. Very, very cool. What's it?
Everybody rejoin the Kaflagan.
Mute your damn. That's our.
Mute your Kaflagan.
I think it might be.
That's our. Think it might be me? Mine never went off. Steve, do you have? Did you mute it?
Mine's continued to be mute. Did.
Okay. So when we have our FaceTimes here, if somebody doesn't mute,
big baraka,
then you get this. All right. Kathy, what?
Nothing.
Oh, I saw your hand go up.
Oh, sorry.
No, she's petting her cat.
No, they're locked out.
Let me see if it was me. Hang on a second here. No, mine says mute. It is highlighted.
All right. Well, it stopped.
It did. Ah!
You did it.
We
did
it. Good
job, guys. Yay! That I can do.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back in a second. We'll get ready to do wrap-ups, letter of the day, word of the week. Pierre Robert, stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Feeling deprived of a basketball bracket? Running out of shows to binge on? Well, 93.3 WMMR and the Preston and Steve Show can fix that. It's daily rush madness. Go to PrestonandSteve.com and start binging. 64 episodes will contend for your votes to determine the winner. Daily Rush Madness from the station that's been providing Philadelphia questionable content since day one. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Another day in the books. Let me see. I don't know. I have no idea what that is.
Is that...
find out what that is.
Oh. That's Sebastian.
I think that's...
Oh, get out of here.
I think it is.
I just saw... Okay, so I looked up. I'm sorry, guys. Kathy, Nick, and Marissa, who are at home, by the way. I looked up on the phone screen lines, and it just says Sebastian wants to talk to Preston. I'm like,
who?
What's that in reference to? You'll understand when I go to the phone call. Hi, Sebastian. Are you there?
Hello. How are you guys?
It's Sebastian Latou.
How many Sebastians do you know, Preston?
The Philadelphia Union. Well, I don't know. Who knew? But we were playing the clip from the Daily Rush video where I said that women would find me irresistible if I could speak like Sebastian Latou.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess did you hear that and you called in, Sebastian?
Yeah, exactly. Marissa sent me the video, and I just wanted to say, this is Sebastian, Preston.
This is Sebastian. How you doing, man? How are things going in this odd time that we're living in right now?
I mean, you know, I'm staying home like everybody should, you know, and hopefully, you know, we are get back on our whole life all together in 2 weeks, hopefully.
Well, yeah, you're a real physically fit guy. I mean, are you trying to exercise or keep moving or anything like that?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, of course, less cardio. I don't like to go outside, but you know. I would say everybody does a push-up.
You do a push-up, and then you have a bagel, and then a push-up, and then a bagel. you can easily, honestly, there's nothing keeping you from taking walks or hikes, obviously, knowing where you are and keeping your social distance. But you're doing fine, and as we said before, obviously, we're looking forward to getting back and seeing you guys play. It will happen. Just got to get through this.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
I assume you have family in France, correct?
Yeah, I do. All my family is over there. You know, everybody is, situation is a bit maybe more taking care of seriously over there with people staying inside.
Yeah.
So everybody's trying, but, you know, like in a big city like Paris, I have a lot of friends. They see, you know, some people who go outside, you know, the life is not, done. So there's always people working, of course, but. Yeah. Everybody tried to get through. They're almost in the same situation, and we are right here now.
Yeah, I was just curious because, I mean, you know, obviously we're paying more closer attention to what's going on in the United States, and, you know, New York is the one that's taking the bigger. I would imagine Paris would be the biggest issue in France.
No, they don't do too many issues in Paris right now. It's
okay.
More a bit outside, you know, because we have lots of borders, you know, with, of course, Italy and, you know, Germany. And,
right.
And Spain as well, so it's kind of like spread out everywhere, but it's not as big as maybe it was in New York in the big city, so it's a good sign, but hopefully it kind of stay like that.
Yeah, Sebastian, one of the world's top most respected immunologists is out of France, and a lot of the information that he is coming out with looks promising for hopefully getting treatment for all this stuff. So, yeah. Way to go, France.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way to go, everybody. Yeah.
All right.
It's a thing for everybody, not just France, and we need to all be together like that, for sure.
Cool, man. Well, Sebastian, thanks for calling. Z's has been fun.
Yes.
Please vote, guys.
Right, yeah. Vote for Sebastian.
Vote for Sebastian. All right, thanks, man. We'll talk to you later. Oh, my God, Sebastian Latou. That's too funny. I had no idea what that meant. It didn't say Latou on that.
Immediately, I thought, okay, there's no other Sebastian that we know on the hotline number.
For a hot second, I was like, why is Sebastian Maniscalco calling us? You know, so.
Preston.
And
then,
hey.
And for a second, I thought.
I'm a homemaking monkey bread.
For a second, you thought
I thought, did I book Sebastian Maniscalco? I remember this.
All right. Well, I do want to thank Adam Ferrara for being on the show this morning. Adam got in touch with us. He is hosting a live Q&A courtesy of our friends at Helium Comedy Club, and that is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You just go on their website, heliumcomedy.com, of course. It's
par for the course. Yeah. It's what we do.
.com, and you will be able to participate with him in that Q&A. Pierre Robert is here. How you doing, man?
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
Excellent. You look good.
You're wearing your cool jacket.
Yeah.
It's a sweater.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
That's how cool it is.
His jacket's a sweater.
Well, he's wearing a black scarf, which makes it look like it might have like a jacket. Lapel.
Yeah. Yeah. Wearing like my rock star Rob black velvet scarf.
Yeah.
And a purple and gray sweater.
Do you know, I was passing out, I was dispensing some advice to people, and Rockstar Rob gave me some very sage advice years ago.
Okay.
Because he and I both have had a medical condition with the prostate cancer and got past it. And Rockstar Rob said one thing. He says, don't listen to the stories your mind wants to tell you when you start to pant. Your mind always wants to tell you the worst stories. Huh. So take, and it's true. You know, the first thing you, oh my God, take a breath, take a pause, and collect your thoughts and it'll be better.
Well, do you guys have any of you, or Nick or Kathy, or Marissa, I guess, for that matter? And it's weird because I can't see them, but they're here. But, I mean, have you just, like I was spraying so much stuff around the other day that it caused me to sneeze and go, oh, my God!
Yeah.
And I sneeze because of the spraying stuff.
Yeah, I am feeling everything.
I mean...
I'm not. Every single tickle is not either.
I'm not at all. I just
I had
came
a little
off.
Runny nose yesterday and I go, oh my God. No. Oh my God.
I just came off the flu. I just had the flu. Right. So and even leading up to that, this news was already starting to hit and I was like, well, maybe. I don't know. But that's about as far as it went with me. I didn't go, oh my God, I got it. Oh my God, I got it, I got it. I don't know why, but that's how I'm reacting to
it. I'm carrying a thermometer.
Pierre has a thermometer with him.
Pierre, I was in the restroom at the station the other day on Monday, and I forget her name, but the janitor that cleans the
Peaches.
She was in there, and she had sprayed something in the women's bathroom, and I guess I inhaled some of it, and then we ended up having a conversation. So through the whole conversation, I was like coughing, and then I'm like, oh my God, she's gonna think that I have it, and so I was trying to not cough while I'm having this conversation with her, and she kept talking. I'm like, oh my God. It was like the hardest thing to hold in the cough. And it was just because of what she sprayed in the bathroom.
I have had that happen where I've either coughed or sneezed and I've seen other people. I'm like, I bet they think I got it.
Yeah.
And I have thought that.
Well, I was in our, so we've cut down to, you know, really just to make sure that we're operating with bare bones minimum people here. So that's a good idea. And there's really, we are spread out quite a lot, but I was in the office and I took a piece of gum that has a very experiment. And I know when I do that, I'm going to sneeze. So I took the gun. I'm going to sneeze and it's gum.
Everybody's got a different level of concern. So, but we're human beings and that's the way we are. We need to do the letter of the day. You ready for that? All right, so let's fire that up.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter...
A, as in architect.
Architect, I like that. We have a 4-pack of tickets to see Def Leppard and Motley Crue, Citizens Bank Park, along with Poison and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Saturday, August 15th. Some tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. We will indeed give that away on Friday, so get yourself set for that. You got some good stuff planned for today, my man?
Not to be confused with attitude.
Attitude as well.
Yes, we have some great blocks, including Red Hot Chili Peppers, including The Clash, and Elton John for the great man's 73rd birthday today.
Did you see Rocket Man?
I did not.
No, it's a good movie.
I've got to see it. It's on my list, but I haven't.
It's different. That's what you might like about it. It's not your standard biopic.
Right.
It's very...
Production numbers.
Yeah, fantastical. Yeah. And
is that the Motley Crue thing is sort of similar too, right? In that it doesn't...
Dirt breaks down the fourth wall. Okay. It'll do that. Yeah, so they don't put on like produced musical numbers, but they do break down the fourth wall quite a lot. There's narration and there's rewinds and stuff like that. So they have fun with it.
Yeah. Cool. Those are both worth checking out.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to thank our sponsor. President Steve Show has been brought to you today by Acme. Fresh food, local flavors, the official supermarket of the President Steve Show. Tomorrow on the program, we have a couple of guests joining us. Our buddy Jim Jackson, JJ.
Awesome.
Play-by-play man for the Flyers. And we'll see what he has to say about the future of the NHL as far as the season goes and just what else is going on. And also Dr. Drew Pinsky.
He's great.
Yeah, he's great. He will be on the program tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll have some other things to get to, including the Daily Rush Madness and more. That's it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.